It's showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy Shaq Gaspardy.
This is the Wolf Warrior Low-Key.
This is Tyler Sultan of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the Fallen Angel says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB, One Dirty Pit. Boom!
This is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
One cell, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H.
I said,
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the
three-time
wrestling radio show of the year, Wrestling News Live.
Oh, it's true! It's damn true!
With the bad boys of wrestling radio, the Trey Dog.
He's got his own microphone, Tony. Larry, Mike.
And JJ.
All caps.
Sexy.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
And the winner of the People's Choice Award is
Wrestling News Live. Here are your hosts, the Trey Dog and JJ Sexay.
All right, guys, welcome to another edition of Wrestling News Live right here on the SNS Radio Network. Now located at www.snsradionetwork.com. You can also catch us at audiowrestling.com, ustreamjustin.tv, and now Spreaker. Again, if you're not listening, you're not trying. Of course, I am Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ All Cap Sexay, and I want to start everything off with this. Happy 4th of July to all my fellow Americans out there. Whether you're in the United States, whether you're living abroad, in whatever country you're in, I hope that you had a happy 4th of July. I certainly would like to say that I did, but it's been a busy day for me, so no relaxation for me. But still, 4th of July, always one of my favorite holidays, Independence Day. You can't get much better than that. Big show tonight, guys. We're going to be talking, obviously, what happened on Raw tonight, which was pre-taped as the Raw crew is in Australia. And we've got some news coming out of Australia regarding one CM Punk that we'll be talking about here in just a few minutes. We're also going to be taking your phone calls and your emails. You can send us emails to WNLshow@yahoo.com. The number, of course, to call in later on in the program, 501-588-7957. But with that being said, before we jump into the news of the week, there is somebody missing. Joining me on the phone lines right now, he is the founder and original host of Wrestling News Live. Ladies and gentlemen, the dog is in the house.
Guess who's back?
Don't piss me off!
They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, if you're backing up. They say I'm cocky.
Well, tonight's question was, would Vince's bark be as bad as his bite? Well, would his bite be as bad as one half, six does the other. Vinny Mac tonight, kind of looking like the ghost of Vinny Mac's future or something. I don't know what was up with Vince tonight, but he didn't have that same authority. He didn't have that charisma that, I don't know, he's getting older. Yeah, I know that. It happens to all of us, goddammit, but still, I don't know, that whole segment with him and Cena just drugged too long. I don't know if it was just... you couldn't get into... I just don't believe Cena as being that back-talking kind of guy, maybe. I don't know. It just didn't come across that great for me. But I guess he got the point across. Now we know that, CM Punk is not suspended. He'll get his chance to fight John Cena. And the cool thing, I guess, now is that if Cena loses the belt to Punk in Chicago, his hometown, on his last night, he is now, what is he, JJ?
You're fired.
I just don't like, I don't like stupid fucking stipulations. And that's a stupid fucking stipulation because he's not going to get fired.
I disagree.
Cena's not going to get fired.
I disagree.
They suspended his fucking ass, and he wouldn't even go home then.
I disagree. I see where they're going with this. Okay. I think that they are setting up for a screw job where CM Punk is going to be staying with the company. He's going to walk away with the championship, and he'll be aligned with Vince McMahon, thus kind of going over back. I guess Vince McMahon might be coming back in some role where it's going to be like Cena versus McMahon, similar to how it was with Austin versus McMahon. It just seems like that's the obvious setup there.
Well, that's the obvious setup because that's the setup we want to see because we know that formula works because we've already been down that road. I would not be surprised if it's just your typical John Cena CM Punk match where the stipulation remains if Punk wins, then Cena is fired. And we all know that's not going to happen. John Cena wins. CM Punk rides off in the sunset, goes and does a couple of months of Ring of Honor, and then comes back as the bad guy in a major WWE storyline down the road.
See,
unfortunately, that's where it probably ends up. I like what you got in mind. Don't get me wrong, and I hope and I will pray tonight that you're correct. But I have a feeling that more of what I think is going to happen happens than what you think happens.
Well, I mean, it seems like with all the rumors that, John Cena's hurt, this is the perfect storyline to take him off TV for a while.
And so was last month.
Do what now?
So was last month.
So was last month. You're right. But the fact that,
there's even better ways to do this. Let CM Punk win and have Alberto Del Rio cash in and come down and take it from him before he leaves.
But then you've got a heel that's going to turn face overnight by beating the heel that just beat the face. I mean, you can't do
that.
What
about Rey Mysterio winning Money in the Bank? I can see that little son of a bitch winning Money in the Bank and running his little Mexican ass down to the ring and beating CM Punk before Punk leaves, and he wins the belt.
Again, that's a possible scenario. And
I see that happening also. There's always that.
I mean, you know what the plus is? We don't know what they're going to do, and that's the great thing about this whole angle. We don't know what's going to happen. But
know what's going to happen.
Hold on, Trey. Hold on. But since CM Punk came out last week and literally cut the scathing promo where he mentioned other feds like Ring of Honor, that to me, in a lot of ways, already signifies the fact that he has signed a contract and he's staying on board. I look at this whole scenario as being a John Cena screw job to get him off TV and to let Punk become the biggest heel in the company. Again, sucks if you're Alberto Del Rio because your destiny up until this point has been, I'm going to win the world championship. I'm going to win the WWE championship. I'm going to be the number one contender. And every time he gets that close to the belt, it gets taken right out from underneath him. So, again.
Well, you know what, Alberto? Step up your fucking game. Add another dimension to your character instead of just being a rich man with cool cars and your own personal ring announcer. step up something and add another dimension to your figure, to your game, because right now, the best guy on the microphone in the business is threatening to leave. And CM Punk could cut a promo like nobody's fucking business, and that's why he's getting the shot he's getting.
No, I think there's more to it than that. But.
His little promo last week was the number one topic on every wrestling radio show from Australia to fucking Burkina Faso. I don't know if they have wrestling shows in Burkina Faso. I'm not sure. You'd have to do some, we'll have to get research on that. But it's the number one topic in wrestling was his promo this week.
Absolutely, because it shook the business up. It was something that needed to be done. You know, every once in a while, the WWE flashes, you know, some brilliance. Last year, it was the Nexus angle. Nobody saw that one coming, and the night that that aired, we were all like, oh, my God, what the fuck just happened? I mean, I think it's a good business ploy, and regardless of what happens here, Vince McMahon had some knowledge of what Punk was going to say, whether it was a legit shoot or not. I know he hit bullet points. But just the fact that he brought up Ring of Honor to me already just screams to me that he has re-signed the contract.
You're thinking double negative. You're thinking reverse psychology.
Absolutely. Do you remember when Matt Hardy came back to the WWE after being
fired?
Ring
of Honor! You see me on Ring of Honor!
And he said Ring of Honor. He was under contract at that point. I'm telling you, man, it reeks of him signing a new contract.
Well, there's only one thing standing between him and signing that new contract. That was, you know, the controversy over his, you know, rights to his name.
Well, now apparently they've trademarked CM Punk for merchandising purposes, so maybe that issue's been resolved.
And there you go. If they've done that, then it's been resolved. That means there is no more fighting.
So we shall see what happens. But either way, I got to be honest, man. I'm looking forward to this storyline. I like where they're going with
this. That you just sold me right there.
So there you go.
You just sold me right there. He's not leaving. They were able to come to an agreement somehow. If they've been able to copyright his name for merchandise and shit, then they came to an agreement. They had to, because that's what the whole thing was about to begin with. So that just tells me that he's agreed to a deal, and I don't guess he's leaving anytime soon.
Which is a good thing.
Right. I didn't want to see Punk leave to begin with.
Right. Anyway, before we delve too much deeper, how was your day, man? What's been going on with the Trey Dog? I haven't talked to you in days. I know you've been busy, but what's going on?
I have, I worked a lot yesterday, but other than that, today I have been, since 11 o'clock last night, I have been the laziest son of a bitch on the planet. I have played football on Xbox, taken a nap, woke up, played some more football, taking a nap, watched a little Smallville, taking a nap, played some football, taking a nap, and finally woke up for good about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have a totally, totally abused my day off. I don't worry about it being myself and I. Yeah, I don't have anybody else to worry about.
That's true. Know? I got up this morning about 9 o'clock. Had to get Harmony to the dentist because she had to have some dental work done. And ended up sitting at the dentist's office for about, I guess, 2-3 hours. And then upon leaving that, she had a photo shoot set up for the kids this afternoon. So we had to get home in order to, be home for that. And literally, I have been doing stuff nonstop with Rick the last couple of hours, getting things ready for tonight's show. As you might have seen, the new website, snsradionetwork.com, especially on the Listen Live page, there is a Shoutcast player right above the chat room that you can click and listen to Shoutcast. You've got Spreaker at the bottom there, which is something we've been working with. We actually debuted this on Friday with Unplugged, and a lot of people are saying we actually sound better on Spreaker than we do Ustream. So, surprisingly enough, it's not bogging down my system. I'm liking this new Spreaker thing that we got going here. It's a new technology, so we're going to see how it goes. I'm still able to broadcast Shoutcast and Spreaker at the same time with no problems. So it's just been a busy couple of days for me. all the way around. And I'm glad that we got everything launched with the website. There's new stuff, new features that are going to be added as we go along. We still have tons of ideas to implement. It's just a matter of time, effort, and everything else. But there are more features coming on this website. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm personally loving the new digs. Love it. So with that said, before we jump into the news of the week, and we do have some news of the week, I ran across something, and I want to thank a couple people for posting it on my wall on the SNS Radio Network and my personal wall on Facebook. But I think we found someone that feels pretty much the same way about TNA wrestling that I do. And if you haven't heard this or seen the video, unfortunately, I'm not going to do it justice because you're not seeing the video. But you have to listen to this. This is an old man. I guess he's a grandfather. And
I think Concept's guilty of this on my page.
Yeah, Concept was one of the ones that posted it. But you've got to hear this because this guy pretty much states the emphatic truth, much like I do on a regular basis, towards TNA / Impact Wrestling. So with that said, let's take it over to Grandpa and see what he has to say about Impact Wrestling. And I guarantee you, it's going to mirror a lot of the things that I've said about them as of late. So without further ado, Grandpa, what are your thoughts on TNA Impact Wrestling?
Why did you change it to Impact Wrestling?
Because nobody cared about TNA.
Well, nobody cared about fucking Impact Wrestling. Are you a dumb goddamn bitch? You hire the same goddamn losers that fucking ruined WCW? And here's my impersonation of one of your wrestlers at fucking TNA in the goddamn grocery store paying for it. That'll be $120. EBT. Yeah, the goddamn you stupid bitch. Why they gotta live on food stamps? You talking about going town to town having house shows? You're the biggest show of the fucking year. You can't even sell 2,000 tickets to. So everyone gonna know you dead. It's gonna be the goddamn graveyard and the morticians. Cause face it, y'all fucking dead. Hey Hogan, I got one question. Did your son pick up a boyfriend in prison? In this corner, we got Kurt Angle. In this corner, we got Jeff Jarrett. And the goddamn kids are in the middle saying, Daddy versus Daddy. What are you paying your resident? Goddamn candy apples, cotton candy, and goddamn giving them free rides on the roller coaster?
Hey,
I saw Jeff Hardy the other day. He was doing a goddamn Coca-Cola commercial. I ain't sure he was going, things go better with Coke. And CM Punk? He'll stay with WWE. What, and you want to come to your goddamn arenas? Motherfucker, he ain't gonna work for candy apples. He ain't working for no goddamn cotton candy. And he gives a shit about the fucking Ferris wheel. You gotta pay him real money. Hey, Hogan. Your ride's here. Oh, shit. Nick's driving. And, Hogan, you lied about John, saying that he was talking to y'all. Oh, John! And y'all going to the house and do... Already you did that because of the goddamn lawsuit on your motherfucking ass. Then you lied on goddamn Macho Man and said, brother, we're talking now, we're friends again, and me and Macho Man, we tight as ever. That's a goddamn fucking lie, you blonde-head motherfucking bald son of a motherfucking bitch with a whore-ass goddamn wife and an ex-whore fucking goddamn wife and a fucking daughter you're rubbing her ass with goddamn sun lotion! Give it up, Hogan! You... And Hogan, I know why you wear that goddamn bandana, because you got a goddamn clothespin back there and it keeps your goddamn skin tight. Because if not, your skin would droop down like a fucking dog. And you say you want to come to the dance? Well, this is TNA, and this is the dance! Huh? Two tickets to the Ferris wheel? Goddamn, Hogan, you promised. You promised, you zero motherfucker. In a year, brother, I'm going to bring the ratings up to 2. I'm going to have the ratings up to 2. Well, a year's gone by, and the motherfucker ain't even up to 1.3 yet. God damn, man, you ain't shit. You need to goddamn quit. Get the key youngers off the food stamps. And Macho Man was right. Be a man, Hogan. Be a fucking man. Because right now, you a fair damn. Just wait. Real. You got to
Her name's Dizzy. She's fucking get with motherfucker.
The fuck you want?
Wow. I tell you what. let me say, first of all, I apologize for the sound quality there because they were filming this outside in a trailer park, and so the wind was picking up in the camera. That's the audio from the actual clip. But Finally, someone agrees with me on TNA and Impact Wrestling. I love it. I love it.
The best part that you can't really get because you're not watching the video is when he throws that tricycle in the front yard and goes, Hogan, your ride's here, and it wrecks, and he goes, oh, shit, Nick's driving.
that's absolutely the best part. Or, you know, when here's my impersonation of one of your wrestlers. He goes to the grocery store, and he goes, damn, I'm paying with food stamps.
Swipe.
Oh, that's fucking awesome stuff right there. We should interview that guy. He is amazing.
I like the, you're going on the road, your biggest show of the year only draws 2,000 people.
Amazing. I love it.
Oh.
That was some
again,
good shit.
Again, not mad at the talent, just upset at the people in positions of power within that company.
Well, I think he hit the nail on the head about Hogan on a lot of the truth there, so. It is what
well,
it is.
Well, he did. Here's my only thing to say about Hogan, in a Hogan's defense type thing. When Hogan jumped on board with TNA, they had all these ideas, they had all these plans, and then Hogan was basically sideswiped and was on his back having surgery for about 8 months. I think that it really fucked up their plans and their timing and their execution and a lot of their ideas. Because he was out on his back having surgery, I think it fucked up a lot of their goals. Do they still get there? Probably not. But in their defense, that was a major blow to the ideas and the execution of said ideas that they had with Hogan not being there.
Well, maybe. I don't know if I entirely agree with that, but I don't know.
I mean, that'd be like me coming on here and saying, okay, it's January 1st, and JJ and I are going to go this first 6 months, and we're going to do this, and then I call you on Tuesday and go, hey, man, I can't do the show for about 8 months. Can you handle it on your own? You know, and then about three quarters of the shit that I said we were going to do doesn't get done because I'm not here. Is that your fault?
No, I see what you're saying, Trey, but at the same time, I don't really see what difference it made whether Hogan was there or not. We saw in the span of 6 months two they storylines. Two of them.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well,
they weren't supposed to.
That's the thing.
Well, but regardless if Hulk Hogan had been there or not, I think this company still would have sucked. So it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, it didn't. But, you know, like I said, I don't watch the product. I just think it's funny that this old man who lives in a trailer park, who obviously is a wrestling fan, had something to say about it, and his comments were, you know, pretty close to what I've said in the past. I just got a kick out of that.
I'm surprised he didn't say anything about Russo.
Yeah, me too. But he did say, you know, all the elements that killed WCW are there, and he's 100% accurate on that one. Tyson 316 in the chat says, wrong, JJ. What am I wrong about?
Well, I'd say that, you know, again, I don't even know if I want to say this. I'm so tired of the dead horse. But, yeah, the people that are there were there when WCW died. They weren't the reason it died, but they were there when it died.
Russo was in power when it died. Bischoff
yeah, but
was in power when it died.
If I had, that'd be like saying that, you know, if I decided to stop doing the show this year, you know, if I had, or let's say, to make it make even better sense, let's say, you know, I've been doing the Doghouse for 15 years and I decided to quit doing it this year, you know, because you come to me as the CEO of the network and say we don't have a place for it anymore on this network. You know, that's not my fault that it died. It's just you didn't want it to be on your network.
No, and I see where you're going with that. But at the same time, the ratings for WCW went downhill because Russo booked that son of a bitch to fucking tank. Like, he literally took every single idea he had from the WWF and implemented it into WCW. The problem was he didn't have a filler. He didn't have someone who could filter what he could do. You know,
right.
he was running roughshod over the talent. You turn Booker T into an offshoot of The Rock. You turn Brad Armstrong into his brother, the fucking Road Dogg, and called him Buzzkill. You tried to make Juventud Guerrera like The Rock. I mean, he literally destroyed that talent pool and ran it into the fucking ground. So why wouldn't they want to keep a wrestling
show? AOL bought out Time Warner and said, hey, look, we're tired of going to these national television conferences and admitting to these other stations that our number one product on our number one rated show is wrestling.
I see.
We want to be about more than that. We don't want wrestling on our network anymore. What can we do to get rid of it?
Well, see, and that's the stupidest thing that they ever did. And part of the reason they did that.
And then they went public. And then they went public, and everybody in the company knew they wanted to get rid of them. How do you go to work every day and put on your best show, knowing that the powers that be don't want you there in the first place?
But see, the bottom line is TBS and TNT were built on professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. Nobody can sit there and deny that. And you're right, AOL didn't want that show. They didn't want it after it started taking in the ratings. It wasn't a big deal when it was riding high and beating Vince McMahon's ass in the ratings for, 98 straight weeks? But the minute they started dipping.
Well, it was still the number one rated show on their network, so it wasn't like they were worried about the network. They just didn't want wrestling. They didn't want wrestling on their stations. They thought they were above it. They were the kind of people that when you tell them at your age you still watch wrestling, they laugh at you. They were those people.
Yeah, and I see where you're going with that. But, you know, that's why the AOL merger should have never happened. But it did. Unfortunately, I wish Ted Turner would get back in the game. We need some competition out there because it ain't TNA. It ain't Impact Wrestling.
And Captain Bones is exactly correct in the chat room. TNT was built on WCW and Braves baseball. Yes, it was.
Amen to that one. So I tell you what, let's go ahead and jump into some of
Dirty Dancing reruns.
There you go. Let's go ahead and jump into some news of the week, sponsored by our good friends at wrestling-online.com.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
May I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
And now the news.
I gotta tell you, dude, I gotta thank Vicky Guerrero tonight, because had she not come out and spoke, I'd have fallen asleep.
What's kind of lackluster?
I was dozing off until I heard her start talking, and I woke right up and was like, oh, yeah, shit, Raw. Shit, my bad.
No, I hear you. We'll cover that here in just a few minutes with the Raw recap. Did you get a chance to listen to the Randy Orton interview from last week?
I did. I made a few comments about that. Excuse me. Number one, when it comes to internet wrestling radio shows, Vince McMahon doesn't care what our people think because he's already got our money. Just decipher that and you'll know what I'm talking about. He doesn't need to put wrestlers on our shows because our listeners are already watching, basically. He puts wrestlers on these morning shows and some of these afternoon drives on these terrestrial radio stations a lot when they have an event in town. Like, say, when I was in Springfield, I got to interview Edge, I think, for 5 minutes one day. It was nothing. But the morning show got to interview somebody. I don't remember who. I think it was Kurt Angle at the time for a SmackDown House show. And they interviewed him all morning long and broke it up into segments. But he puts these guys on the terrestrial radio to let people in the listening area know they've got a show there. They're going to be doing this there. This is going to go on, yada, 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 to try to sell tickets. These guys that were interviewing Randy Orton, I don't know if they were trying to get Randy in trouble, if they were just trying to be funny. They could care less about the event that was coming there. And I think Randy might have mentioned it once, maybe twice, as to why he was even on the air with them. But the conversation was an adult conversation that shouldn't have been on terrestrial radio. As a radio person, I can sit there and listen to that and go, oh my God, I can't believe they said that. You know, it went everywhere from who's fucking Kelly Kelly to his wife to the actresses that played his wife and did he get to fuck them, and just all kinds of weird shit. But go ahead.
Well, apparently, as Trey was just mentioning, Randy Orton did an interview on a live radio show on 98 KUPED in Phoenix, Arizona. During the interview, Orton mentioned a brief romance storyline he had with Kelly Kelly a few years back and had some not-so-kind comments about her when one of the hosts said, I would be a method actor and actually sleep with her. Orton replied that he could name a few method actors in the WWE, giving a number of 10, implying that Kelly slept with all of them. Of course, he's been on Twitter all week apologizing to Kelly Kelly.
As he should be.
Kelly, you know, responded on Twitter and was, you know, obviously upset over the remarks. And going back and listening to that, I guess, a little over 30-minute interview, I couldn't believe the things that were said by Randy Orton, the fact he doesn't like to work with Khali or Mark Henry. You know, I'd like to believe that despite the fact that Randy Orton is a top-tier superstar and he is the man on the SmackDown brand, I would like to think that at the end of the day, he got in a little bit of hot water with The Office. Now, you were talking about how terrestrial radio and internet radio are two different things. And when you look at the quality of interviews that we've had on this network, 70 minutes with Shawn Michaels, 90 minutes with Diamond Dallas Page, and nothing ever out of the ordinary, out of color. We don't ask about who people are sleeping with. You know, we don't give details. You know, we don't ask details about stuff like that. It really infuriates me as someone who's branded an internet wrestling radio show for some fucking jabronis in Phoenix, Arizona to conduct an interview like this and Randy Orton to do the shit that he did. It was unprofessional. It was uncalled for. You know what? And at Money in the Bank, if Randy Orton doesn't drop that title, I'd say that, you know, justice wasn't served.
Well, I like Randy, don't get me wrong, and he is the man on SmackDown. But, dude, if anybody else would have said the shit he said, they'd have probably been fired.
Without a doubt. And don't get me wrong, I like Orton
as well.
I mean,
if you're Dolph Ziggler and you're on there talking about Kelly Kelly's sex life and how she's fucked 10 different guys and you're letting them name guys and you're going, eh, or ding, 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 if they get close or if they get one, that's ridiculous. You know, and they won't let internet wrestling radio shows interview WWE guys because they feel like we would ask inappropriate questions or that we're a couple of kids in grandma's basement with a headset and we think that because we can plug in a microphone, we can have a radio show. Well, that's not the case. That's never been the case with this show. And that just pisses me off that interviews like that are allowed to happen. You know, but we're told no because we're on the internet. Newsflash, you stupid fucks. We reach more people in one show than they do in one show by a long shot. When that morning show in Phoenix, Arizona has callers from, you know, England, Australia, Ireland, and other countries, and emails from Burkina Faso, then you call us and let us know.
Absolutely. But with that said, like I said, I like Randy Orton, don't get me wrong, but what he pulled was a pretty douchebag move. Sorry.
Pretty douchebaggery, I will have to admit.
But anyway, yeah, so enough about that. Obviously, you know, there was a storyline in place this past week with CM Punk being suspended by Vince McMahon. As we all know, the suspension was lifted at the double taping last Monday night as the guys were touring in Australia. When we're done with the news segment, I have audio from an Australian house show. I think it was in Perth, where CM Punk goes off on a fan and makes some very distasteful remarks to someone that got GLAAD and the WWE kind of, for lack of a better term, butthurt.
Hmm.
So stay tuned for that. Let's see. THQ has announced downloadable content for WWE All-Stars. They've announced an updated release schedule of downloaded content offerings for WWE All-Stars video game. DLC will be available for Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. Available for download now is the Million Dollar Pack with WWE Hall of Famer Ted DiBiase and his son Ted Jr. For a suggested purchase cost of 160 Microsoft points or $1.99 via PlayStation Network. On July 5th, which is tomorrow, the all-time greats pack will be available for 320 Microsoft points or $3.99 via PlayStation Network, and it will include Hawk and Animal of the Legion of Doom, Jerry the King Lawler, and Chris Jericho. R-Truth will be a downloaded character free of charge. Then on August 2nd, the Southern Charisma pack will be out for 240 Microsoft points, or $2.99 via PlayStation Network. And we'll feature the Big Boss Man, Freebird Michael P.S. Hayes,
yeah,
and Mark Henry. So that's pretty cool.
That's a good one there. There I haven't played that game yet.
Have you not? That's a good fucking game. I mean, it's an arcade game. I don't know if you've
been interested. Well, yeah, it's more like I told you when it came out. It's more like the NBA Jam version of wrestling. You know, you got your NBA 2K, which is realistic where you can play with a full team. Then you got NBA Jam, which is more over-the-top, animated, you know, big moves, big dunks, big over-the-top. You know, and that's what this is to me, and I'm just not interested in that.
Boom shakalaka. Boom goes
boom,
the dynamite.
Boom shakalaka.
There were talks last week about Lesnar and Heyman possibly doing something with World Wrestling Entertainment. According to Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer, Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are in negotiations for a return to the WWE, although none of them will be coming back on on-air roles. AOL's MMA reporter Ariel Helwani adds to the story that the deal between all three parties involves consumer products only, and it's said to be very close to being signed. Lesnar left the WWE in 2004, while Heyman parted ways in 2006. At one point last year, Paul Heyman was almost recruited by Dixie Carter to run TNA Wrestling, but Heyman opted out after his demands were not met. I talked about this a little bit on Unplugged. I really think that we're looking at a deal between Heyman and Lesnar and the WWE that's going to be obviously for merchandise. I mean, look, the WWE knows that Paul Heyman, or that Brock Lesnar, rather, is a huge draw, was a big draw to their company. The fact that he's a former UFC champion and he's doing well in the UFC, he's still got a lot of merchandise. He's still, a hot commodity in the business. And I really kind of feel like this deal is going to be something where we're going to see a DVD for Brock Lesnar. We're going to see T-shirts. Maybe we'll see Brock Lesnar in a future WWE video game. I think that's the kind of deal they're looking at working. I don't see Brock or Paul Heyman at any point in time going back to the WWE to do anything other than some sort of merchandising thing.
Yeah, never say never. I mean, the UFC career isn't going to last forever. I mean, he's already been sick and out twice, so who knows? Leave it to our chat room, though. To say on the earlier news story about the DLC content that Michael P.S. Hayes and Mark Henry would be in the same expansion pack. Whoever thought of that's a genius.
Well, wasn't it a few years ago that there was some comments made by Michael P.S. Hayes? I think it was something along the lines of he was more of a brother than Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was some butthurt over that one back in the day. But you know, CM Punk had this really scathing promo last week on Raw that, you know, was a promo heard around the world. Everybody's been talking about it all week. In that promo, not only did he diss John Cena, Triple H, Stephanie, Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, you name it, he really ripped into them. But there was another person that he talked a little bit of shit about, and that would be The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. So The Rock felt that he needed to respond to CM Punk via Twitter. Because, that's where he brings it these days, via Twitter. And he said about CM Punk, WrestleMania. Okay, Rocky not being in the main event. CM Punk was upset that Rocky was going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. The Rock replied to Punk on Twitter saying, "CM Punk, it's simple business," he wrote. "The Rock is the main event at WrestleMania because it draws more money in one night than you will in a lifetime." Really? I find that really harsh to say a guy like CM Punk's not going to be a draw in that company. You know, The Rock had a great run, mind you. And yes, he's a big-time over superstar. But to say that he'll make more money at WrestleMania than Punk will in his lifetime, please. That's a bit over the top. I have to disagree with that statement.
I don't think it was a statement put out there whether he cares if you agree or disagree, though.
I know, but I think it really shows him off to be a little arrogant asshole. You know, I mean, seriously. You know, I know it's his gimmick.
Well, I mean, if I came on here and you were sick one week and I came on here and said, well, this, me by myself, God, this will be the most downloaded show ever because it's just me by myself. Like, you guys don't have to listen to JJ because, I mean, you're all here for me. You're not here for JJ. Well, I know that's not true, and that'd be a very asinine thing to say. if you were talking shit about me, I'd have to respond. You know what I mean? And that's just The Rock feels he was put in a position where he has to defend his his superstarism. Is that a word?
His pride, his ego.
I don't know.
You know, I'm still upset, Trey. I mean, he said he would never leave us again.
I know he's left us.
You know, he only brings it via satellite or Twitter or Facebook.
That's not enough for me. I need more in a relationship than that.
What the hell kind of commitment is that? But don't worry. He's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania next year. So we should all count our blessings and thank The Rock for coming back one last time. Thank you, Rock. Thank you so much. Go film a movie and fuck off.
Yeah, what he said.
Let's see. What other news is circulating? As we found out last week, the cause of death for Randy Savage was pretty much a heart attack.
They're still on this?
Well, it was basically put out by medical examiners last week. I know that Lanny Poffo came on our show and told everybody what it was. And it appears that he was absolutely correct. I mean, I don't really know why anybody would disagree with Lanny on that, but
right.
There are people in the media who, you know, didn't agree. So there you go. He died of a heart attack. And what was it he called it?
Heart defibrillation.
It was ventricular defibrillation is what Lanny called it, as I believe.
Something like that.
Close enough.
I'm just glad that, you know, all the fucking press and the people looking to make a story to make their career and the people out there looking to kill pro wrestling, you know, they all dove in and they're going, oh, let's get a steroid story. Let's get a fucking alcohol story. Let's, you know, and they weren't able to get shit but natural death.
Well, I mean, if you want to get technical, his heart was enlarged simply because, and he's even said this in the past. I remember when the Macho Man Randy Savage did Arsenio Hall back in the early 90s or the late 80s and literally came out and said, yeah, I used steroids, but when I did, they were legal. And it's, you know, it's a fact.
I'm going to whoop Crowley's little ass before this whole thing's over with.
It is a fact that guys that do the steroids and have died have had enlarged organs, and that has caused, you know, some wear and tear on their bodies. So, you know, guys like Eddie Guerrero, you know, for example, have died of enlarged organs. I mean, you know, due to cardiac arrest. So, you know, some people come out there. Nancy Grace could come out tomorrow. Oh, today on the show, we got Mark Merrow is going to talk about Randy Savage being on his list of steroid abusers. I mean, that could happen. I mean, it would be justifiable to a point. But he's been off the roids for several years. So, it sucks. But that's just the way life goes.
Tyron says in some places they'd have shrunken organs as well.
That is true. It enlarges some things, but it shrinks others. And you got a really bad attitude about it, too. Of course, I guess I'd be mad, too, if my shit was shrinking.
Yeah.
I'd be the maddest motherfucker on the planet.
I'm just saying, I got an enlarged organ and it ain't from steroids.
It's because you got hit in the face with a baseball bat, right? Whole side of your face is puffed up.
That wasn't exactly the organ I was going for. Your face isn't an organ.
No, it's not. It's not. You're right. Let's see. Speaking of more trash talk over the internet and Twitter and all these other social networks, John Cena takes the time out to talk shit about The Rock in Perth. He decided to have a little fun with some WWE fans, giving him a hard time following the live event in Perth, Australia. Some fans were chanting for The Rock. Cena picked up the microphone and played along. One fan told Cena that The Rock has more money than he does, and Cena said that he doesn't give a damn about that. He said The Rock is in the USA, sitting in his mansion, waiting for his next movie role, and here they were, wondering, where is the so-called People's Champion? After he said he would never leave again. I'm not an actor. I'm a professional wrestler. This is what I do because of crowds like you. Said a very passionate John Cena as the fans cheered. Then he turned to the group who were chanting for The Rock and addressed them, only as John Cena knows best. So, if you five want to cheer for an actor to get back in the ring, Cena said, you take your cheers and your t-shirts with the bull fucking shit, fold them up real nice, put them in your dresser, and wait for April 1st, because that's the only time the People's Champ will say that he loves you all. Pretty true statement. I got a vaccine on that one. I can't stand the guy, but he's got a point.
Yes, he do. Attaboy, John. Don't take no shit from the rock lovers, the jabronis. Now, if he was there full-time, it'd be different, but, you know, bringing it via Twitter, that ain't enough.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was an event last week called Base Brawl on behalf of Impact Wrestling.
Right.
And one nature boy, Ric Flair, is in a little bit of hot water with the company.
I saw this, but I didn't read it, so this will be interesting. I would want to figure out what this is about.
Well, now see, here's the thing with Ric Flair. He showed up late to this event, and I guess he wasn't, according to Ric Flair, scheduled to go out and sign autographs to the fans and refused to do it. He didn't want to go out in front of the cameras. So this caused a little bit of tension between him and management. I know WrestleZone has a story up on it where they have spoken to a few TNA talents who have said that, you know, Flair is basically an embarrassment in his TNA run, and a guy like that should be, you know, gracious and do things. And, you know, we're talking about a guy that up until, what, 2 weeks ago owed, you know, over $35,000 to a website that helped him out financially and signed him on to do appearances and stuff.
What really sucks about this, though, is that source that told WrestleZone that Ric Flair is an embarrassment wasn't man enough to put his name on it.
Well, why would you put your job at risk?
Well, if they're already upset with the guy, you know, who gives a fuck what I have to say?
Well, but at the same time,
if I'm going to say it, I'm going to put my name on it.
Well, at the same time, I wouldn't put my name on it either if I didn't want to risk my job with the company.
You shouldn't be in fear of losing your job over a comment made about Ric Flair. That's pretty pathetic.
Well, but if it's any other guy other than, like, you know, Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair or one of their top draws, you're very expendable in that company. Now, again, you know, there's
depends
a lot
on
of
who said it.
Well, again, I don't know who said it. I don't care. Doesn't really affect me. But it makes me kind of wonder if TNA were the ones that bailed Flair out of trouble and paid Michael Bikikio the money that he owed, because now it seems like he's turning his back on TNA. So it almost makes me feel like they're the ones that paid the tab so that Ric Flair wouldn't go to jail. Because every time he borrows money or somebody does something for him, he has this knack, this habit for fucking turning his back and screwing you and stabbing you in the back. Way to go, Flair. Good idea. Take one for the team. Go out and sign some autographs for the fans that paid to fucking see you there. Good job there, Ric.
He was advertised as being one of the main event guys at that Base Brawl event signing autographs.
What an asshole.
To my knowledge, they had three different events, and one of them was headlined by Sting, one was headlined by Flair, I think one was headlined by Hogan, where you got a baseball bat and by Louisville Slugger, and it was supposed to be autographed by the superstar of the night, which was Sting, Flair, or Hogan, depending on the night you went. And, wow, Ric, that's, you know, how hard is it to sit there and sign autographs?
You know, act like you're glad you have a fucking job, you know?
Act like you're glad you're still relevant at your age.
But at the end of the day, Ric Flair's legacy continues to go downhill, so I think that's pretty much going to do it for the news of the week. I do want to say this before we close this out. Next week on the show, courtesy of Colin Vassalo with wrestling-online.com, we are tentatively scheduled to be joined by the former wife of the Hulkster, brother, Linda Bollea, Linda Hogan, whatever name you want to call. She has a new book out where she talks about life with the Hulkster. She did an interview last week with Matt Lauer, where she says that Hogan got abusive, got physical with her. They reached out to Hulk Hogan to get a comment from him. He basically said no comment and then took his ball and ran with his butt buddy Bubba on Bubba's radio show and said his wife was delusional and all this and that. Rather than go to the main media sources that people actually give a shit about, he's going to go to his fat fuck friend Bubba and tell his one side of the story. So, you know, when people do shit like that and they don't reach out to the main media, a guy like Matt Lauer, kind of makes me wonder if there's a little truth to that, you know? I'm not saying that Linda Hogan is 100% being honest on anything. I'm not there, so I can't really comment on the matter. But if you would rather choose Bubba the Love Sponge over Matt Lauer to get your point across, yeah, something ain't right there, brother. Wouldn't you agree, Trey?
100%. I mean, this interview next week is going to be interesting. I can say that right now.
It might be 5 minutes. You know, I can't see it being more than 30. But, you know, with some of the questions we're probably going to ask her, because I'm not going to, you know, like, ask her gentle questions. We're gonna talk about the book. I want some of these allegations answered. I want to know about all these allegations that the Warrior has made regarding her marriage to Hogan. I'm going to fucking get some answers, or I'm going to get hung up on. That's what we're looking forward to on this program next week. So this interview could be short, or it could go a little while. Tune in and find out how it's going to go. It could get real interesting real quick. It might be like the Randy Orton interview. Fuck, we might completely shit on ourselves next week.
I just never thought in the history of this show we'd be interviewing Linda Hogan.
Hey, here's the plus, though, Trey. Maybe, just maybe. Oh, wait. I'm thinking ahead of myself. I thought maybe if Linda comes on here and says enough bullshit about Hulk Hogan, that maybe he'll pick up his phone, brother, and call into the show and defend himself. But then I thought about it and realized that, nah, I'd have to listen to Bubba the Love Sponge to find out his comments, because he's scared to come on actual radio shows or actual shows to talk about his business. He'd rather go talk to his butt buddy Bubba.
If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
I don't know, but we're going to find out next week.
So, live on Wrestling News Live.
So on that note, I do have, before we hit commercial break, as promised, and I want to, Crelly basically corrected me on this. I said it was in Perth. That's where the John Cena promo took place. This was in Adelaide, Australia, and this is what happened between CM Punk and an Australian fan, and it's quite hilarious, but it's left both the WWE and, of course, GLAAD a little butthurt, as TMZ has picked up on the article. Punk has apologized for the remarks, but this is the audio in question, ladies and gentlemen.
And yes, you're right. I only pick on women. That's why I'm picking on you two chucks right now. You have a vagina. You have a vagina. Nice mohawk, you homo. Yeah, I want you to come over the rail. I want you to come over the rail so I can twist you and turn you inside out. You're the one who bought a digital camera to come to my show. You sit up and you shut up. Crocodile Dundee,
girl.
Why don't you go on walkabout, you jackass? Go sit down!
Go back to your room! Hey, little clone!
I'm waiting.
619, your ass,
yeah, mate. Yeah. I gotcha.
Wow. All I could say is, if that's a representative of Australia, man, is he doing your country proud?
I want a clip right now, tonight, of "You have a vagina." And anytime we're talking about somebody being a pussy, I want you to drop that.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and take our first commercial break of the night. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of Raw briefly. Open up the phone lines, get some comments from you guys, take some emails on this very patriotic 4th of July edition of Wrestling News Live.
Hey guys, this is Concept, and you're listening to Wrestling News Live right here on the S&S Radio Network.
WrestlingOnline.com, the official news source of Wrestling News Live. You're looking for the latest news in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. Log on to www.wrestling-online.com and sign up for the largest and longest running newsletter on the internet today, with over 26,000 subscribers and over 3,000 issues. And the best part, just like WNL, it's free! Once again, that's www.wrestlingonline.com.
Voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain, and I'm on planet Jarrett right now, listening to Wrestling News Live.
Well, to me, wrestling matters because this is something that I've dedicated the last 12 years of my life to. I've really tried hard to put myself out there to become the best female wrestler of all time in any genre, and it's a constant goal of mine, so to have something to believe in, to go after, is what's important to me.
Don't miss Impact Wrestling, Thursdays at 9 on Spike.
Impact Wrestling. Wrestling matters.
Courtesy of Beyond the Bell, Nature Boy Ric Flair presents the Seasons of Pro Wrestling.
5, 60, 41, 2, 13, 12, 1, this 560, 41, 2, 13, 12, 1, 5, 60, 41, 2, 13, 12, 1, this, recognize this, huh? Yeah, retired Hulk Hogan, I reek, tell it all the media, right across the seas, and Australia, you think March 30th, ask your girl, huh? 5, 60, 41, 2, 13, 12, 1, this, woo, he's only a 14-time world champion. Never in my mind. Nate Jamar. Every wannabe athlete is dying. 16, I'll take credit for.
If you're into all things nostalgia and want to relive the greatest and worst in professional wrestling and sports entertainment, go Beyond the Bell every week on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you checked out the new Unplugged on Friday nights? Well, if you haven't, make sure you check out the new Unplugged Friday nights with JJ Sexay at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, where JJ covers SmackDown, video games, and whatever the hell else he feels like. See you in chat.
Your ass better call somebody!
You didn't know? It's me. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn, and you're listening to Wrestling News Live on the SNS Radio Network. Now, of course, if you're not down with that, I still got two words for you. Suck-a-dick!
All right, guys, we're back right here, Wrestling News Live on the SNS Radio Network. Of course, I said it many times before. I'll say it again. If you're not listening, you're not trying. There's no excuse why you can't listen to this radio show on so many different avenues. Of course, check us out on this brand new website, www.snsradionetwork.com. You can always catch us at audiowrestling.com, justin.tv, Ustream, Shoutcast, and, of course, our latest on Spreaker, which during the commercial break, I went upstairs to go check in with the wife who's listening to the show on Spreaker and says, it sounds fucking awesome. That's a good enough endorsement for me.
End quote.
So she likes it, and she is the 51% owner of the network. So if she likes it, it's got to be a good thing.
She likes it. We love it.
Absolutely, we do. So with that being said, we're back. We're going to talk a little bit about Raw. There wasn't a lot of interest. I know we talked at the top really about the whole Cena, CM Punk, Vince McMahon thing. But if we're going to do this, we may as well do it right. So let me go ahead and play the sounder and let's talk a little bit of Monday Night Raw.
Now it's time to review Monday Night Raw. Time to talk a little wrestling. Oh, wait. We're talking Monday Night Raw. I guess that means it's time to talk entertainment. Yeah.
So, of course, we start the show off, Trey, believe it or not.
Yes.
With John Cena. Who knew? Yes, John, we can
see
you.
My favorite entertainer.
Because it's not wrestling, it's entertainment.
No, you can watch the entertainment.
That's right. It's Monday Night Entertainment. It's entertainment tonight, damn it.
On Monday night.
With professional wrestlers.
No wrestlers.
Well, okay.
You can't say that word. Randy said you can't say that word.
That's true. He was more worried about getting in trouble for saying wrestlers than he was saying that Kelly was fucking 10 other guys in the locker room. Yeah, there you go. Go figure.
Jesus.
Unbelievable, people. Unfucking believable. So we start things off with John Cena cutting this promo talking about how CM Punk was crowned the number one contender. He cut a promo on Raw and said some things that management didn't like. And because of that, he's been stripped of his number one contendership and he's done with the company thanks to the higher-ups. He saw nothing wrong with the promo that Punk cut. He didn't agree with a lot of it, but he saw nothing wrong and felt that it violated his freedom of speech and said that he put in a call to Vince McMahon, and later tonight he would be talking face-to-face with Vince McMahon about bringing CM Punk back into the WWE to face John Cena at Money in the Bank.
Now, all this did was make all the John Cena haters sit up on the edge of their couch, all the IWC that like to bitch and complain, they all sit up on the edge of their couch and went, oh my goodness, CM Punk is being backed by John Cena. Oh my God.
I tell you what, there John Cena, I don't like that motherfucker, but goddamn.
He's got a point.
He put his balls out there and he said, God damn it, Vince, I want CM Punk to come back out and I want to call him out. I want to face him in the ring. I tell you what, some bitch
straight to his face. By God. We like our weapons, and we like our right to talk about our goddamn weapons, and we're going to tell you what we want to say when we want to say it.
Is it wrong that we're making fun of rednecks?
Bring me a beer, Junior!
Is it wrong that we're making fun of rednecks because we actually are kind of rednecks?
We are rednecks, I know.
We're both from Oklahoma, right? So, I mean, that kind of makes us rednecks.
But it makes the people that hate Cena stand up and go, ooh, Cena's being anti-organization. That makes him cool. I'm going to cheer for him for right now.
Pretty much.
Does anybody else not see right through that?
Well, this is what they do with him all the time, though, man. I mean,
no, I know.
It never fails. You know, John Cena gets all the heat, and they try to do something.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, so that's how we end the first promo segment with.
Where's that beer, Junior?
It's coming, Daddy. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Junior, when I get home, I'm going to smack your mother in the face. Ain't no way you're a child of my loins.
You're a poster child for abortion.
I wonder how many people are like, what the fuck is he talking about? Where did that reference come from?
Little Smokey and the Bandit, if you will.
Sheriff Buford T. Justice.
That's right. That took your nerves.
Oh, we're too old, Trey. We're really old. You know that? Nobody gets that shit but us.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we basically
time
have...
Time stamp on our lives.
Pretty much. We basically have an interview in the back with Scott Stanford where we find out there's going to be a triple threat match tonight to determine a new number one contender since CM Punk was, you know, stripped of that right.
Right.
It's going to feature, I believe, Rey Mysterio, R-Truth, and, of course, Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio.
So Truth says that, you know, there shouldn't be a triple threat match. He should be the number one contender. You know, it's a conspiracy. He's
now,
sick of getting
got. Did
anybody
else pick up the fact that he was talking to Flo from Progressive on the phone?
I missed that, I guess.
You know, he's backstage going, Flo, can you help me? And you, oh, well, you can help me. And Flo is that annoying bitch on the Progressive commercials.
See, I didn't get that far. I haven't seen the Progressive commercials, so.
Well, Flo is this redheaded chick on the Progressive commercials that is so fucking overly nice, she's annoying as piss. And so Truth was backstage talking like he was talking to Flo from Progressive Car Insurance. And then, instead of saying he saved money by switching to Progressive, he said Geico.
Leave it to Truth to fuck the promo up. The gift that just keeps on giving, R-Truth.
Oh.
So we basically see a face-off between him and Alberto Del Rio, who once again tells us it's his destiny to be the number one contender.
Yeah, Raven said that for about 2 years, too.
Yeah.
That got old.
Well, then he finally got the belt when they had no TV, so, you know.
Yeah.
So when WWE goes off TV, Alberto Del Rio...
The tree falls in the woods.
...might actually get a title run.
It's, and nobody's around to see it.
Pretty much. Our first match of the night is Kelly Kelly and Eve Torres taking on the Bella Twins.
Yay.
Not much to see here other than the fact that you had, you know, two twins taking on Kelly Kelly and
Wonder Woman.
Eve, yeah. And
what in the fuck was this seizure that Eve had in the middle of the ring before she did a move?
I think that was her way of dancing. I think the effects of R-Truth's music still go through her body.
I mean, she's getting ready to do this move, and all of a sudden she stopped. And she started going, my milkshake brings on a boy.
Yeah, she thinks she can dance. Now, according to Shad, if you're standing behind her, you agree. But for the rest of us, it looks like an epileptic seizure.
I thought she was having a seizure before she did the move. I don't know.
Yeah, so in the end, we actually see Kelly Kelly pin one of the Bella Twins, so they win the match. There you go. Not much to talk about here. I think we covered the high points and the low point.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
Well, sounds like Jersey Shore over there.
No, Jersey Shore's boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
Oh, my bad. See what happens when I incite him, people? He does that shit.
It's different.
Oh, let's see. Match number
That's
two.
That's concept. He hangs out with those motherfuckers.
I bet he does. Match number two. WWE Tag Team Champions, the Unified Champions of the Nexus, Michael McGillicuddy, don't call me Mr. Perfect Son, and David Otunga, yes, I'm married to Jennifer Hudson, taking on the tandem of Vladimir, I used to be Russian, now I'm wearing blue tights, Kozlov, and of course, Santino, I will still kill you with my Cobra Morella. This match ended, you know, fairly abruptly with Santino attempting a Cobra on Michael McGillicuddy, being distracted by David Otunga, actually hitting the Cobra on David Otunga, and McGillicuddy hitting his McGillicutter, his neck breaker.
Oh, wow.
That's what he calls it, the McGillicutter. And getting the victory over these two. After the match is said and done, the internet darling that everybody talks about week after week, Long Island Z, Ice Z, Zack Ryder, woo woo woo, you know it.
Yep.
Does a stare down, looking like he might possibly be bringing Curt Hawkins to Raw so that they can take on the Unified Tag Team Champions. Woo woo woo, you know it. Take care, spike your hair.
Well, and, he got no hair to spike.
And the push goes on.
Yeah, I had to admit that I ran to the store to get a pack of cigarettes and some Mountain Dew at that point. Missed that match.
Ooh, and the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. So, anyway, after this, we have Miz being interviewed in the back by Scott Stanford. Talking about...
Scott Stanford? Hello, Miz. I'd like to interview you now.
You gotta love his voice. He's so professional, right? He's got that big boy voice.
Welcome to the show. I am the Tree Dog, alongside JJ, all caps, sexy.
That Ronnie Radio voice. I love it.
I hate DJs that do that.
And welcome back to K-Hits 98.5. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit of traffic, a little bit of weather, with Scott Stanford. Scott, take it away, brother.
Well, we got cloudy skies to the west, Bob. We got even more rain down to the south. Looks like it's going to be a wet weekend for all of us here in the metro area.
And with that said, guys, let's go back to the radio. Here's one from Starship. We built this city on rock and roll, baby, right here on 98.5 K-Hits. Yeah, not digging it. So let's see, Scott Stanford in the back talking to Miz, who says he should be the number one contender. He should be in the match tonight, but because of Alex Riley, he's been screwed over. And after tonight, when he beats Alex Riley, Alex Riley's done. He'll never be seen again. And Miz can go back to where he was. And that's being at the top of the food chain, where he'll be the champion once again. Good promo, I thought.
Yeah, and well, I gotta tell you, when A-Rod come out, that crowd went nuts tonight. I mean, ape shit nuts. He's kind of being built into this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm very seldom happens. But
okay.
I mean,
you're wrong, Trey.
Should there be an eclipse tonight? I don't know about. He's kind of being built as this babyface tiger beat. Little girl, fucking Backstreet Boy, love it. You know what I mean? That like the younger crowd fucking loves him. You know what I mean?
You talking about Riley?
Yeah, like he's just this pop icon or something. I don't, it's weird. It's just a weird. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
See, I don't so much. I think his music sounds fine. I like the gimmick. Right. I like what they're doing with him. Look.
I noticed a lot of little girls are really into this guy.
Maybe that's the demographic they're trying to go for. You want your top baby faces to be over with the ladies.
Well, I understand that.
It's not like he's a bad-looking dude.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's going for that fucking, you know, poster boy, you know, pit-up fucking baby face.
It's funny. I never thought that he would be a guy that would be getting a push before a guy like Dolph Ziggler, say.
True.
You know, I mean, I think...
But the fans hate The Miz so much because The Miz is so good at being hated that it instantly would have put anybody in that position on the map.
No, and you're right.
A-Rod just stepped up into a great position.
You know, I know a lot of people have put their predictions down saying they think A-Rod could possibly win Money in the Bank. I think it's too soon for him. You know,
me too.
I think that if they really want to do a build with him, it needs to be a slow burn. You know, I'd rather see him go after a mid-card title and hold that before going after a world championship. To me, he doesn't speak out, I'm going to be champion in under a year kind of a guy. Do I think that someday he will be champion? Absolutely, if they use it right. But I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. So, you know, I like the fact that you know, he's getting victories over The Miz. I like the push they're giving him. And the funny thing is they're taking the same formula for Miz and A-Rod. And basically putting it on the SmackDown brand between Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase Jr. The belief there is that if they turn Ted against Cody, then they're going to have a same, you know, a same situation with Miz and Arai, where Ted's going to be the babyface and Cody's going to be the heel, and it's going to work out. I don't know if that's going to work out for them in the long run. I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt there because I like Ted Jr., and I think he could be a good babyface. We've been saying that for how many years now?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too little too late.
It was also at this point tonight where I'm watching, and I noticed this, and I said to myself, I just don't care about many of these people anymore. You know, I don't care about The Miz. I don't care too much about Riley. I don't care that much about Kofi. I don't care that much about, you know, Cody. I don't care that much about Ted. You know, everybody that I got into this business to watch is going away. And the sad thing is, the business itself isn't doing enough to keep me interested like those characters back in the day did.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
You know, and this is a time where, because the players and the players on the team aren't as good as they've been in the past, so the storylines need to be even better to overshadow the lack of interest in the talent, and it's just not happening. It's like reading a book with good characters and a bad story. You'll get invested in certain characters, and it will drive you to keep reading. But if you're reading a book with shitty characters and a shitty story, what makes you want to continue reading? You know, and right now, the people with the pens in the back, the ink pens and the storylines, they need to get off their ass and get their shit together, because they are what will drive people to continue watching the product, not the talent in the ring yet, until we find new people to fall in love with all over again. And I just haven't found that person yet. I haven't found my next Shawn Michaels. I haven't found my next Triple H. I haven't found those guys yet. So I just watch it because I have to right now, to be quite honest with you. Do I like wrestling? Yes. Am I still a fan? Yes. But I'm getting to a point where I can see there's a lot of other things I'd rather do on a Monday night necessarily than watch 2 hours worth of a program with a bunch of people I could care less about.
Nope. I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. Now, there was a backstage segment with Evan Bourne talking with Sergeant Slaughter. He was going to go out and, you know, do the Pledge of Allegiance for the crowd. And Jack Swagger comes in and interrupts between the two and talks about how, this coming from a guy who supported Iraq back in the Iraqi war. And Sergeant Slaughter fires back with, well, Miz, we all are, well, I said Miz, damn, excuse me. Well, Swagger, we all make mistakes. You know, your parents made one when they had you. I was just like, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Line of the night from Sergeant Slaughter. And then he says, Swagger says, well, why don't you make a mistake and meet me in the ring tonight? Unfortunately, he did. The match didn't last long, and it ended with a Swagger bomb from the top and a pinfall victory for Jack Swagger. We did see the Cobra Clutch locked on at one point. Didn't get a snug hold on it on Jack Swagger, but
Swagger.
You know, this is one of those dream matchups they had in the WWE All-Stars video game. The red, white, and blue. So it was kind of nice to see it translate. I just didn't feel like the match was that great. I still love Sergeant Slaughter. Call me nostalgic, but, you know.
I think he should still be in the G.I. Joe movie somehow.
He should.
As a drill sergeant.
No, he should be like an old general, you know, and they should get somebody else as the new Sergeant Slaughter for him. But, you know, I don't know who that would be, obviously, but I think it'd be awesome. Nice cameo appearance by Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes, gotta have it.
So after this, of course, you know, Slaughter leads the crowd into a Pledge of Allegiance. Our next match number 4, Alberto Del Rio, Rey Mysterio, R-Truth, to basically crown a new number 1 contender to face John Cena at Money in the Bank.
Somebody gonna get got.
Now, I think that R-Truth might have been listening to Wrestling News Live a few weeks ago, because he got rid of the What's Up pants and now just wears one that says R-Truth. So credit Trey Dog for that, because, well, Maybe he listens to the show.
I have partied very hard with that man before.
I've been to a Mexican wedding with that man before.
He's well aware of this show. Matter of fact, JSK let Truth borrow his phone when we were in Nashville the first time, and he didn't realize his phone was on roam, and he racked up like a $400 phone bill. Got JSK's phone shut off. He wasn't very happy about that.
And that's the truth.
I don't know if that's ever been said on the show or not, but it's true. It's a true story.
Oops. Should have sent him a bill.
He can afford it now. He couldn't then.
He just went over the mail.
JSK got.
Yeah, he got by our truth. I wish he was here to tell that story. That'd be awesome.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, I do. There's not a day that goes by that I don't miss fucking talking to Jody. I wish he was here and enjoying the success of this show along with us.
He was very animated when it came to that story.
I bet he was. If I got stuck with a $400 bill by a professional wrestler who borrowed my phone.
We come home, and I go to call him from work, and it says, this number has been disconnected, yada, 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 or this number something, something, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I get home, and I'm like, dude, I've been trying to call you since 8. He goes, I know, it's shut off. I'm like, well, what happened? Did you not pay your bill? He goes, pay my bill, motherfucker. I don't own a bank. I was like, well, who you been talking to? He goes, I ain't been talking to nobody. I said, well, how do you ring up a bill if you ain't talking to nobody, motherfucker? He goes, fucking R-Truth got on my goddamn cell phone and called everybody in America when we were in Nashville. We were on roam, so my fucking bill doubled. He goes, I got a $400 phone bill.
And like, you know what? It was probably a fucking rib from Truth, too. More than anything, it was probably a goddamn rib.
Probably. But, in his defense, we partied pretty hard on Truth's tab back that day.
Oh, well, you know, payback's a bitch. I'm just looking in the chat room, and Rodriguez made a slip of the letters there and said JFK got. And then
he
said,
got too.
He said, nope, it was JSK. And then everybody's like, nope, JFK got too. And so did Abe Lincoln, apparently. So there you go.
Yeah.
They both got.
Well,
got.
He was. And so then, like, Jody had this thing about when we went to the bar, because we always sat right in the middle of the bar. Like, we had our own seats. And we would sit in the front of the bar, and he would always have this ring that he got from an ex-girlfriend that was like a snake, but it was like four rings in one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he would fold his money and use that as a money clip. And so he was losing that motherfucker all the goddamn time. But he would fold his money up and put it in there, and then he would put his keys and his cell phone down. But he'd put them all on a coaster, like little bar coasters.
Yeah.
It was like his Tourette's, or not Tourette's, what do you call it? His obsessive compulsive disorder.
OCD, yeah.
Yeah. He had to have them lined up just right, sitting right there. And so all night long, you could tell he was just uncomfortable because his phone wasn't there. He left it at home. And so I'd wait through random moments throughout the night where he'd been drinking and getting a little drunker. And then I'd sit there and I'd go, hey, man, let me see your phone. And he'd go, here. Oh, you motherfucker. God damn it. And if you remember the JSK rant, it was always, motherfucker, goddamn son of a bitch, goddamn fuck, goddamn fuck, cock.
So, moral of the story, kids, never let R-Truth borrow your phone.
Yeah, if a wrestler says, let me borrow your phone, well, nowadays, you don't have to worry about it like that. Most cell phones, you know, that was way back in, fuck, that was 9 years ago.
Getting back to the Raw recap, we have a segment with Vicky Guerrero and Dolph Ziggler having a 4th of July party. Vicky starts singing Happy Birthday to Dolph Ziggler. Kofi Kingston comes out, says, hey, you guys are having a party and I'm not invited. What's going on? Dolph puts him in his place and says, yeah, I've moved past you. You're lower than me. You don't have any rights at this party. And then shoves Kofi, who then shoves Dolph Ziggler into Vicky Guerrero, who falls ass first into the birthday cake.
Nice.
Which was quite funny.
I like ass birthday cake.
So
I don't think he's ass, but...
This leads into a melee in the ring. And at one point, Kofi pushes Dolph Ziggler once again, who then runs into Vicky Guerrero one more time, who lands face first in the cake. And I don't know what Vicky's taken, but by God, man, she's looking good. She's lost a lot of fucking weight.
Yeah, but she's still a two-bagger.
I didn't say she was gorgeous. I said she's looking better.
She's a two-bagger.
I would love to know what she's doing to lose that weight, because it's melting off of her like butter. Are you trying to say she's on the cocaine diet?
Oh, I don't know that.
Or meth diet or something? I don't know. I don't think that's the case. But, you know, kudos to Vicky. She is looking better. And, you know, I wish her the best. I hope that she gets in much
Maybe
better
she's
shape.
She's snorting some Jenny Craig. I don't know.
There you go. I don't know. But, once again, we're seeing, you know, Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler. Is there anybody else these two guys can wrestle? I mean, do they have to wrestle each other again for the 500th time? You know, this is almost like an old school rivalry where you see guy wrestle another guy for a full fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's TV market, it just doesn't work.
Do you know how tired of working with each other they are?
Oh, Jesus my God. Christ. Their best matches are probably with each other. You know, I think Ty made the joke in the chat room tonight that when they showed Kofi Kingston's entrance, it was made up of all Dolph Ziggler matches.
Did you just read what Brock said in the chat room?
I must have missed it.
Vicky needs a hairdresser, though. Her head looks like Bret Hart's crotch from the 90s.
Do you have footage of Bret Hart's crotch from the 90s there, buddy?
Oh, what are you doing in Bret Hart's underwear?
No shit. Wow. You've been talking to Bret's ex-wife? What the hell's going on there? That's a scary thought right there.
Woo! Wasn't expecting that one.
It's getting deep in here, man. It's getting deep. Moving on, match number 5 is Alex Riley taking on The Miz. Pretty good match. Miz thinks he has him beat with, I believe it was a DDT or like a reverse DDT, and Riley turns it into a backslide and gets the win, 1-2-3, and Miz is very dejected, and I'm liking the way they're handling this Miz thing. You think that Miz is going down the tubes, and I'm enjoying what they're doing with him right now.
Now, my question is, or was, at the end of this match, this is the ask the audience part of the show, especially for those in the chat room, is it better to win the match clean and then get beat down afterwards, or is it better to lose the match and then beat down the winner afterwards in a show of dominance?
What's better? I think it's cool to lose clean and then get your ass beat. By the heel.
You mean win clean and get beat down by the heel?
Yeah. I think that's the way to go.
Because that's what's happening in this A-Rod Miz thing. It's like A-Rod gets the upper hand, and then Miz fucks him up after the match. It's like the second or third time they've done that.
Well, that's what a heel does. A heel attacks you from behind. A heel, you know, Miz is a very good cowardly heel. He's a cocky
right.
heel, which is what I like about him. You know,
right.
he's a throwback to old school heels. You know, when, you know, Ric Flair was this way too. You know, he'd get the horseman to jump your ass from behind, whether you beat him or not.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's the way that you need to go with a character like The Miz. And really, that's the best way to get babyface heat for your baby. So, you know, I think they're doing a great job with it, personally.
While the chat room says it's better to lose the match than do the beatdown.
I disagree. I disagree because, I mean, and again, that's your, you know, it's my opinion. You guys don't have to agree with me. Don't get me wrong. But when you're trying to build up a heel and give them heel heat, you want them to do things like that. You know, you want to see the face go over clean. You want to see the heel retaliate. They've done it with R-Truth how many times?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Post-match beatdown.
It's booking 101, people. Like I said, you don't have to agree with me. That's fine. To each his own.
I think I agree with you in this case. I think I'd rather win the match than get beat down later, as opposed to losing the match and going home a loser but feeling satisfied that you were able to beat his ass from behind when he wasn't looking. Hell, who can't?
Right. So let's see. Because, I mean, really, win losses don't matter in wrestling.
Because at the end of the day, does anybody really give a fuck?
Who cares about win losses? Could somebody get Alberto Del Rio a fucking cup? Jesus Christ.
A cup?
Yeah, I'm watching the replay of Raw. And I think
what,
he just
put about, over his Johnson?
Jesus, he just about poked my eye out. Fucking HD, thank you.
That's little Del Rio.
Well, goddamn, do you think the cameraman could get any closer to it?
You trying to say he never took steroids?
Shit, if I was wearing 3D glasses right now, I'd be getting fucking skull fucked. Goddamn. Give that motherfucker a cup, people. Shit.
Put that little guy away. God. PG.
Little Del Rio's excited.
Damn.
He thought he was going to be number one contender, you know? Anyway, moving on. We now have the segment with Vince McMahon, John Cena.
I can't believe you said that shit.
I can't believe it was in my fucking face. Literally, I'm watching the replay, and I just happened to glance over at the most worst time. Like, the cameraman right there, he's standing up on the buckle, and the cameraman zooms right into his crotch. Thank you. Appreciate that. Fuck.
You pay way more attention to detail than I do.
Oh, my God, Trey. Seriously?
And I got a 55-inch big screen, so that makes the little Del Rio look even bigger.
Well, you don't pay attention to wrestling, though, so don't even, like, don't even make out any shit like that.
I just
kind of
watch, and I look around and just remember results.
Yeah, whatever. So we end the show with this whole John Cena, Vince McMahon promo, where Vince basically says
it was
that
in my face.
I'm never going to hear the end of that one, am I? Probably not.
God damn, put that thing away.
Fuck you guys, man. Fuck all y'all hoes. Anyway.
Hey, can we get Del Rio's penis on the line?
What, is that going to be the new joke? It's replacing Matt Hardy's penis?
Well, one does good for the people, one does bad for the people.
Oh.
You ever heard of Del Rio fucking anybody and getting them fired yet?
Anthony says, stop looking, JJ, you'll go blind. You got a
every
point
time
there.
You think of Del Rio's penis, a small kitten dies somewhere.
What? What the fuck? Jesus Christ, Trey. Every time you watch an episode of Hoarders, a fucking cat dies. And that's some true shit. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I met a hoarder in real life, and that's what turned me onto that show, and I just can't tell. I don't watch it that often. That's a sickness, though.
Well, no shit.
How do we
go
from Del Rio's penis to hoarders?
I'm trying to change the subject.
God damn it. Don't fucking run.
Oh,
you
shit.
Brought up the 3D penis.
I looked up, and it was in my fucking face, man.
And mark tape.
Shit. Why couldn't I blame that on Harmony? Who's using that shit?
Anthony in the chat room says, that wasn't Del Rio's penis. That's a mini wetback that he's trying to sneak across the border.
Shit, I guess so.
He's smuggling bananas in his banana hammock.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right, moving on to Vince McMahon. We can sit here talking about Del Rio's penis for an hour.
Oh, sorry.
That's what makes these shows 3 hours.
Yeah, no shit. Hang on a second, Trey. Lexi, go upstairs. It's bedtime. Go on.
Go to bed, Lexi. We're talking about penis.
Good night. Love you. Bye. Go on.
And no, she can't hear me. That's why I said
she
that.
She can't hear you. Goodbye. If you go to bed right now, I will give you a Kit Kat in the morning, okay? Go to bed right
Ooh,
now.
Give me a break. What do I get if I go to bed right now?
Nothing.
Probably fired.
Rest.
Sleep. I don't need any of that. I've been doing that all day.
You get sleep. There you go. All right. Moving on. We got this big promo with Cena McMahon. Not much to see here other than the fact that he basically demands that CM Punk be reinstated because he wants the match. And the WWE Universe deserve the match. Vince says, I don't want you to be like all the other guys before you, like Michaels and Austin and Hogan. We got the Hogan reference, brother.
Brother.
And, you know, he says, well, you know, this title obviously doesn't mean as much as I thought it did. So here you go. He walks up the ramp. Vince follows him, gives him the belt back and says, okay, you got your match. I'll reinstate CM Punk. But here's the deal. If you lose the match and CM Punk takes the belt on that night, then you're fired.
You're fired.
And that's how we end the show, with John Cena looking like, uh-oh, what did I just do to myself? Why did I speak up? Why did I grow a set of nuts?
I think I sharted my pants. I sharted my jorts.
So that's how we end Monday Night Raw. And I'm telling you, I smell a screw job, ladies and gentlemen.
You think?
Yes.
Isn't the programming has just been going along, not like on the Richter scale, it's just been a nice little even line. At the beginning of the main event of the pay-per-view, it's going to spike up real high. They're going to do some kind of fucking screw job storyline to boost ratings.
Crowley's trying to put something in my head here. He says,
hopefully it's not Del Rio's penis.
I hate you, Trey. So I guess we should officially retire.
Hopefully
Matt
it's
Hardy's,
not his penis.
We should officially retire Matt Hardy's penis. We've got a new one now, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Del Rio's penis fights for the good. Matt Hardy's penis is still evil.
Shit. Anyway, as Trey was trying to put a thought in my head here, he says, he didn't say if you lose. He says, if CM Punk leaves Chicago, it's the key how he worded it. I'm telling you.
If CM Punk leaves Chicago with this belt, you're fired.
Yeah, if he wins the belt, you're fired. Unless they do some last-minute swerve and have the Money in the Bank winner come in and cash it, which, again, you and I both had the scenario. I've said this for weeks now that Rey Mysterio would be the perfect choice to win Money in the Bank for Raw if CM Punk won, because then he could cash it in on Punk, much like Punk did to Edge back in the day.
Right.
Which was on Monday, by the way, about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have Del Rio set up for a match at SummerSlam against Rey Mysterio for the title. Or you go with the Montreal Screwjob situation where Vince McMahon is really backing CM Punk and he's out to screw over John Cena, and Vince McMahon is putting a storyline in play where at the end of it, I guess he's going to be employing Dwayne The Rock Johnson as his guy to go up against John Cena. I mean, that's another way to look at this whole WrestleMania match. You know, The Rock has always been a corporate guy. He's always done things for Vince McMahon.
Right.
So maybe that's the angle that they're trying to shoot for WrestleMania. Think about it. It makes sense. So we've got two scenarios on the table that could happen.
And another thing I've noticed, we haven't heard much out of the Raw general manager lately.
Yeah, he wasn't on the show tonight, was he?
Mm-hmm. Not to my knowledge, more than the last week either, but still no idea who that is. Maybe that ties into it somehow.
Possibly. So that is going to do it for Monday Night Raw. You know, I watched it in the background. I tried not to pay too much attention to it, but wasn't overly
horrible. I was watching Madden football and it at the same time.
Well, you know, I spent all weekend playing Red Dead Redemption on Xbox Live.
I heard it was quadruple point shit.
It was quadruple points. Here's the thing. I finally got to level 50, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest thing because I ended up getting a couple new weapons. I got, like, the Mauser pistol, which is, like, one of the highest-powered pistols in the game. I got the Buffalo rifle, which is one of the more powerful rifles in the game for multiplayer. I got to ride the bull. And he doesn't jump, obviously, because he's a bull, but he runs fast. And I'm sitting there playing with Horsemen as we're doing all these missions, right?
Oh, I got a story about Horsemen.
Well, I got several about him. But anyway, he's in my posse. We're doing this thing, and I'm trying to help level him up. And then everything I'm doing, I'm not getting points for after I hit level 50. And I'm like, well, what the fuck's going on? And then he reads on it and tells me, oh, yeah, well, here's what you have to do. You have to, like, hit these buttons and go into legend mode, but you lose everything that you have, and you start back with a fucking donkey and no fucking good guns.
Yep. Just like prestiging on Black Ops.
And I thought, what idiot came up with that idea? Like, seriously, why am I going to do that again?
I've been level 50 on Black Ops now for months because I don't want to re-prestige.
So, as it stands now, I'm not going to do that. I'll stick with my level 50 and have fun with it.
Well, over the weekend, well, starting Thursday, I guess, I came home from work. We've been playing this Ultimate Madden League, where you start the league out with a pack of cards and you have to build your team by buying cards with Microsoft, with coins, not Microsoft points, but coins that you get for playing games or selling other cards. They have their own little eBay auction type thing where you can bid buy it now, or you can bid or buy it now depending on the price of each. It has a time limit left on the auction and shit like that. And to be honest with you, we got into this way too late because Madden 12 is about to come out in another month or so. And so everybody that's been playing it's probably burnt out by now. Although there are still quite a few people still playing it because you can still sell cards to get coins. But if you win a matchup head-to-head, you usually get about 2,000 coins. And then you can buy packs of cards and get players, and depending on the price of the pack you buy. You know, the higher price the pack, the better the cards. And they go, bronze packs are 1,000, and then silver packs are 3,000, gold packs are 6,000, platinums are 12, and ultimate packs are 21,000 coins. And so we just saved up our money coin-wise, and we all started buying these ultimate packs to build our teams up with. Well, each card has a contract of about 10 games. So after 10 games, if you don't renew their contract, they stay in your card file in your deck, but they don't play anymore. You still have to fill a complete roster before you can play a game. So it gets kind of technical and hard sometimes. And Horseman was like, fuck this, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. So we decided to quit that and then start a league, like a franchise, with me and Horseman and a couple of my other buddies. And we started it on a Thursday night. We went through the entire 55 or so round draft, drafted all our players that we wanted, and then had our first games. And then, of course, by that time, it was time to go to bed. It was pretty late in the morning. So we went to bed. Then came Friday, played a few more. And Saturday night, we played a marathon worth of games where we played like 7 or 8 weeks in a row. So Horseman's the Buffalo Bills, because that's his favorite team. Although, like I said, we drafted a free agent draft. Like, I've got Peyton Manning on the Chiefs. He was my number one pick.
Right.
But I'm 11-5 on the season. Horseman's 12-4. So we're playing the playoffs to see who goes to the AFC Championship game. This motherfucker, I kick off to him. He drives down the field and scores. Takes him about 4 minutes, probably about 12 plays, 4 minutes, touchdown. I get the ball back. It takes me 2 plays to go 72 yards for a touchdown to tie it. Then he gets the ball, drives it down, eats up more clock, kicks off to me. I return the kick for a touchdown to tie it. My time of possession is like 2 minutes and 15 seconds to his, like, 8 minutes of fucking whatever's left. Long story short, he kicks off the second half. I run one pass for 82 yards and score. And I didn't see the ball again until the fourth quarter. He had some, like, 9-minute fucking drive, eating up all the fucking clock, and then goes down, and on a tie game, I have one timeout left. I ice his kicker from the, I don't know, 30-yard line. He kicks a field goal that curves like a fucking major league fastball or curveball and hits the fucking upright and goes in, and he beats me by a field goal with no time on the clock. I was so pissed off.
I bet.
I'm like, you got to be kidding. Look at this fucking time of possession. It was like, my time of possession was only like 3 minutes the whole game. But I scored on every time I had the ball, I scored. But I scored within like one play or two or a kickoff return. So I was never on the field with my offense hardly at all. And he drives down that last drive and kicks that field goal that curves and banks off the upright and falls in and wins the game. I was so pissed. Now we're in season 2. My buddy won the Super Bowl with Green Bay. But it's pretty neat. And when Madden 12 comes out, we've decided that what we're probably going to do is get people that want to play that has the game and start a league. The only thing is you've got to be dedicated and actually play your games or your ass will get skipped. But we'll start from scratch, have a full draft. You can be whatever team you want as long as it doesn't conflict with somebody else wanting the same team. And then have a full 55-round draft. And we'll let anybody in that wants to be in as long as they're serious about it.
That's pretty cool. I do want to give a shout-out to J.D. Mercy, who listens to the shows. He's in the U.K., and he actually joined me in Horseman this past weekend playing a little Red Dead Redemption. He said he lives about, I think, 30 minutes away from Crelly. So I apologize profusely for that, but good chap, J.D.
And
Mercy.
What's he do?
Well, he was playing Red Dead Redemption with me and Horseman over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So.
And he's a listener?
Yeah, he's a listener. So he's been listening to the shows for a long time and decided to reach out because, you know, like I always do, I put out my gamer tag, you know, for anybody who wants to join me on Xbox Live. It's JJackson33. So feel free to hit me up.
I think mine is TDogWNL.
So feel free to hit us up. Just, you know, if you do and you ask for a friend request and you want to be on our friends list, just tell us who you are. Say you're a listener of the show.
Let us know you're a listener.
Yeah. Because, if it's usually somebody that I don't know and they don't say I'm a listener to the show, then I usually just, you know, okay. Well,
don't say I want to butt rape you with Alberto Del Rio's penis because that won't get you anywhere.
Yeah, that will not make me add you as a friend.
Drop.
That will not make me add you as a friend. So hopefully soon we find out if Jeff Hardy's going to have that fate because I'm looking forward to hearing the news on that one. I just got this feeling he's going to prison, guys. I don't know.
Really?
He's gonna make somebody. Somebody's gonna make him a motherfucking superstar in Cell Block C.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on that note, we're gonna take our last commercial break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna open the phone lines. We're gonna read a few emails before we get out of here on this joyous July 4th edition of Wrestling News Live. So with that said, guys, keep listening right here on the SNS Radio Network. And if you're still listening over at the old sites like WrestlingNewsLive.tk or SundayNightShowdown.com. What the fuck's wrong with you? Come check out the new site. This site is the bomb. It is kick-ass. It's www.snsradionetwork.com.
.com!
So, more things to come on this brand new website. Keep in touch with us right here on the SNS Radio Network. With that said, we'll be right back right after this with more Wrestling News Live.
This is Don Bronx, and you're listening to my close personal friends, Trey Dog and JJ Sexay, Wrestling News Live on the SNS Radio Network, this on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ, all caps Sexay of the SNS Radio Network. If you're looking for the latest news in professional wrestling and of course some of the best columns on the World Wide Web today, visit headlocks2headlines.com. That's headlocks, the number two, headlines.com. It's the official news site of the SNS Radio Network. You should make it your official news site as well. Once again, www.headlocks2headlines.com.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening to Wrestling News Live on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Good hello, I am Sergey Heminov, Russia's three-time World Rubik's Cube Champion of the Rubik's Cube. When I relax, I like to make sexy with woman. but in spare time, I listen to radio on interwebs. I like to have opinion and ask questions to people who are the best. If you are like me and like to make sexy with woman and listen to radio, then you need to listen to What Would Fans Do? A show that is for the fans. The people like me, the people like you, and the people like me. Remember to send your emails for opinion, ideas, suggest, or Molotov cocktails to wwfd@ymail.com. Join Mr. Nem, Mr. Zod, and Mr. Diablo for What Would Fans Do? Download every Saturday on Here, the SNS Radio Network. Now join in having some vodka. Oh, what? You're 15? Never too young to have vodka. Have some vodka. No, 'tis quality vodka. Not like this accent.
Standing ovation here. Let's go to our ring announcer.
The following podcast is scheduled to take you back in time. Host, ring announcer Sean Beckerman brings you pro wrestling nostalgia, featuring classic moments and old school themes. So buckle up and go beyond the bell. Each and every week on the SNS Radio Network, it's go time.
Does listening to Wrestling News Live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. That is some good bathwater, baby.
Listening to Wrestling News Live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
Impact Wrestling matters because the fans deserve to see real athleticism with real heart. There's no finer display of fighting skills and athleticism and the entertainment exhibition all rolled into one, and it transfers universally.
Don't miss Impact Wrestling, Thursdays at 9 on Spike.
Impact Wrestling. Wrestling matters again.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com, the place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
Like a woman, don't treat me like a man, don't treat me like you know me, treat me for just who I am.
Hey, this is China. You're listening to Wrestling News Live on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, guys, we're back. Wrestling News Live right here on the SNS Radio Network. And let me just say that I don't know what possessed me to do this over the weekend, but I did bring out Backdoor to China. I did receive a copy last week, so I decided in my infinite wisdom to...
You got a copy?
I did finally get a copy, thanks to the mail service. It's finally running.
I didn't get a copy.
Well, no, you didn't get a copy.
In the words of the hurricane, what's up with that?
Because Colin didn't get a copy either. It got sent to me because they wouldn't send it to Malta.
Anyway, you got the porno and I didn't. Shut up.
Anyway, bottom line, I watched a little bit of the porno. And let's just say that in that particular video, they're treating her like a woman. So let's just leave it like that, all right? It's just weird seeing China in porn, man. I mean, I love Joni Lauer to death. She was a sweetheart to talk to, but I don't know, man. That's all I'm going to say. If she's happy, I'm happy for her.
Again, she likes it. I love it.
That's right. If she's happy, it makes her happy, then, you know, kudos to her. On that note, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you guys want to call in and be a part of the broadcast, now is the time to do so. Several ways that you can reach us here. The first, of course, you can call us at 501-588-7957. If you have Skype, you can add Sunday Night Showdown to your buddies list and call us directly from Skype. If you're in the chat room, there is a Call Me Google widget, which is free for you to use. So you click the link, you put in your name, your phone number, and if you block it where it's anonymous, it's not going to come through. Because the way it works is you get a phone call, and then it directly connects you to the show. So that is how that works, guys.
Yeah.
So those are the ways that you can reach us. If you want to send us an email to be read on the air tonight, that is also feasible. WNLshow@yahoo.com is the address. So with that being said, I think we're going to go to the phone lines, of course, sponsored by headlockstoheadlines.com. And I believe joining us right now, we have someone on the line. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
What's up, guys? This is the Sensational Sequel. How's it going tonight?
What? All I heard was Sensational Sequel. What's up?
Speak up, brother. You there?
I guess my headset isn't coming through like I was hoping.
No, it's not.
You guys hear me?
Barely.
Barely. What's on your mind, man? Did you just hang up on us?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Okay.
No, he had no plug.
I'm still here.
I thought he hung up. I was going to fire his ass.
No, I had to turn off the headset. I was using a new Bluetooth headset that I got picked up. Since I'm calling on my cell phone, I thought it might be a good time to test it out.
My God, this is the best you've ever sounded.
It's epic fail, I can tell you that.
So what is up tonight, guys?
Oh, just, you know, talk a little wrestling, talk a little Del Rio penis, talk a little China porno.
Yeah, I was about to say. Other than Del Rio penis, what's up?
Fuck you guys.
Not a whole lot.
That was a great moment.
Fuck you guys, man.
Nothing. Actually, and then, of course, JJ getting happy. Actually, I did the recap for Raw for headlockstoheadlines.com. And I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed tonight's Raw. Even though it was a pre-taped Raw, I usually don't watch pre-taped Raw because I read the spoilers and I just don't care. And then tonight I was like, you know what? I got to do the recap. I'll watch it. I'll check out what's going on. And I was really happy with the way things went out, especially the CM Punk thing. After last week's promo, that completely flabbergasted me. I thoroughly enjoyed tonight's Raw, and I can't wait to see what happens with CM Punk, because JJ's theory that he kept making the screw job theory was actually something I kept thinking about over the weekend. I was like, you know, they're going to go back to the screw job and they're going to have McMahon come out and award Punk the title. Because, I mean, with the way they're going, that's how it really looks like, is McMahon's going to come out and says, and basically have Punk put the end kind of ice on him or something, or have Del Rio run down, beat down Cena during a ref bump or something, and then Punk picks the title up, loses the title to whoever wins Money in the Bank, and then that person fights with Del Rio, or Punk walks out, walks back on Raw the next night and says, hey, by the way, I signed a new contract. How's it going? So, I mean, them to let Punk walk away after all the amazing promos he's done, period, is just stupid for WWE. Even if Punk was fighting for his name, I'd say let him keep his name, give him a little extra money, and everything should be good. But if WWE didn't do that,
it seems like to me, if if they've made a settlement now where they've come to a conclusion where they've got a deal in place where they've got his name copyrighted for merchandise purposes only, then they've come to an agreement because that's one of the things they were fighting about. So with that being said, if they've come to that agreement, that was the only thing stopping CM Punk from signing another contract. If they've come to an agreement on that, then he's staying. He's not going anywhere. All this I'm leaving crap is just to be hype for the pay-per-view.
I think Crowley said earlier in the chat that they actually had the contract for the merchandise and all that signed in 2009. So if that's the case, then I'm kind of wondering if that contract's coming up a little bit and saying, you know, this contract's coming up and I don't want to resign. So this whole contract signing thing is kind of one of those things where you've got to question if it's real or not. And I'm kind of curious to see how things do come down the day after Money in the Bank, which is, I think, in 2 weeks. So, I mean, it's going to be definitely one of those things where definitely things come down and he's either walking out with the title and goes to Ring of Honor or stays right there with WWE, and we'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll all get lucky and he'll win and take that ugly fucking belt with him somewhere else and they'll debut a new one on Raw Monday night.
Well, yes and no. I mean, the whole Montreal Screwjob was built around the fact that you didn't want to see Bret Hart leave the company the champion. If CM Punk wins the belt and leaves with that belt, he's still considered your champion, and you don't have a legit champion on your brand, and he takes that belt somewhere else. He goes to Ring of Honor. He goes to Japan. He's the reigning WWE champion. And that's the one thing that Vince McMahon didn't want to see happen with Bret Hart, despite the fact Bret was like, oh, well, I would give it up the next night on Raw. Well, even still, when you're going out, you go out on your back and you pass the torch to somebody else. That's how it works in the business.
Yep.
And, you know, if Vince McMahon were to allow that to happen now, it would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I agree.
So, what else?
I'm really curious as to see what happens because, I'm trying to think of it because it would definitely be really different to see WWE do the same thing that New Japan did with TNA and allow them to defend the tag team champions to defend their belts within TNA. It would be really weird to see McMahon allow them to go to Ring of Honor, defend the WWE title in Ring of Honor, and then come back and defend it the next day there. I mean, I'm really curious to see if he actually is going to, if he would do that, if he would allow that at all.
Well, there's a big difference, though, in that, Sean. New Japan Wrestling, Pro Wrestling, is a huge company. I mean, it's like one of the major companies in Japan. If Vince McMahon were to allow the WWE Championship to go to a fucking indie fed like Ring of Honor, what's the prestige in that? And really, TNA abused that privilege with New Japan on several occasions. They did title matches without getting permission from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Definitely.
So, I mean...
Definitely, I exactly see your point. I mean, TNA did screw themselves over with that, and it definitely would be something not to allow the title because the prestige would go down on the title, even though there is no prestige on the title to begin with the way they've been using that title. I mean, to see them go to another company like New Japan or another Japanese company, face of mine for the moment, but another huge company in Japan, to see them go over there and defend it there, would see something really cool happen. I mean, we haven't seen that from WWE in a very long time. So, I mean, it's just something that would be really cool.
Don't hold your breath.
It'd be really cool if Vince would allow that, though. But I know that won't happen because Vince doesn't want to bring up or allow his belt outside of the company. So I do see Punk getting the Screwjob finish coming out and possibly showing up on Raw with the championship the next day. So I'm going to wait and see, and wait with bated breath to see how things go, but I definitely see that happening.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
No problem. Later, guys.
Later. So let's go back to the phone lines because we are getting lit up tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Baby.
Welcome to Wrestling News Live. Who's this?
Oh, wait. Is it my turn?
It's your turn, man.
You talking to me now?
We're talking to you, brother.
That's, That's what the hell I'm talking about. I just want to call you motherfuckers and let you catch note, because you motherfuckers read my email last week, and I told you, if you bastards read my email, I was going to give you motherfuckers a call. I'd wait up and try to stay on the line and see y'all told me I could call in. It's the motherfucking black man on the phone coming at you, cat, 6 feet three, 19 and a half stone, and half of that shit is my balls, you heard me?
Promo of the night right there.
16 and a half stone. Shit, that's big.
I mean, you know how that shit go. I just want to tell you, cats. I mean, like I said in the email, the cats is funny as shit to me. And you know what I'm saying? You got my respect. You know what I mean? Anytime somebody tell y'all, y'all going out of line and y'all don't know what the hell y'all talk about, you let them cats know you got the black man's motherfucking opinion. You feel me?
I hear you on that, man. I appreciate that. I'm glad you got our back.
Hey, no problem. And let me clear up a couple of shit, you know what I'm saying, in the email that you cats might have just messed up. And goddamn, that nigga JJ, you know what I mean, you read the email to your best of ability, and I really appreciate that shit. I got a huge-ass kick out of that shit. But when I was like, I wanted to dab you cats up, that shit was a term of endearment. I wasn't trying to off you cats, you know what I mean? Just simply in my opinion, when we say dab, I mean, what you white boys call it? The pound, when you extend your fist out to another man's fist, and then you just tap the top of it. That's what the fuck I'm talking about when I say my dad, you cats up. The whole shit about it being in all caps, that shit was just to scare y'all to see if y'all was, see if you cats was really going to buy into it. I wanted y'all to think somebody was really upset. Then let me know if you cats was really going to read the shit or somebody was angry. You motherfuckers passed the test. Y'all can roll me anywhere. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that shit. Like I said, I like both of you motherfuckers. You cats is all right with me any day of the week, 9 times out of 10, wherever we go, Magic City, strip club, however y'all want to do it.
Sounds good, man. I like it. I'm glad you liked it.
Now, I do got some legitimate wrestling shit to say. I mean, I just want to introduce myself to y'all. We ain't going to do that shit too many more times. But, I mean, as far as, like, wrestling is concerned, let me tell you, cats, man, because as soon as CM Punk came in, and this might be taking it back a little bit, because I ain't follow his ass in Ring of Honor, just like the homie Trey said, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't everywhere. You know, if it's an iPhone app, I might pick it up and read it or look at it or something like that. But, goddamn, I didn't get CM Punk at first. I didn't understand it. I mean, it was a lot of hype around him. I wasn't seeing the shit. I'm a submissions person a little bit. I thought the Anaconda Vice or whatever that shit is, I thought that shit was cool. But I ain't really start getting into like the past couple of months or so. And I sat there one day, I was like, this motherfucker is golden on the mic. I understand this shit now. Too bad it's coming to the end of his contract. I might have to start trying to follow him on the internet. I'm going to look at a couple of things on YouTube and see how that shit goes. But, right. I mean, as far as that's concerned, I really get him. And the past couple of nights, the past couple of weeks on Raw, I should say, I mean, I've been legitimately interested in watching Raw. I mean, the past couple of weeks, I kind of feel how, and no matter of fact, let me ask, JJ, are you watching Raw again?
Yeah, I actually get it. It replays on the score, so I'm actually watching it as we're on the air right now.
Oh, okay, because I know you were boycotting a little bit. I wasn't sure if you ended the boycott or not.
The last couple of weeks I've been watching it, and especially with this CM Punk thing, it's drawn my interest back in, which is something I can honestly say is good for the WWE, because I wasn't watching the show for a couple of weeks, and they got my interest back into it. With TNA, I'm indifferent. You know, I might watch for 10 minutes and be like, there's nothing here to see.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like this, man, because I do it on a DVR, the TNA. But the thing is, TNA hasn't really reached a point with me yet where I'm going to just start having it automatically record every week. You know what I'm saying? So if I remember to record it, I will. And I feel the same way with you, man. It's just that I really think the Destination X interview has really, really gotten me hyped about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy about that. Maybe it's because of the six-sided ring. Like, I mean, you know, you got the traditionalists, but I thought for me, and it might be a little gimmick, you know what I mean? But I thought the six-sided ring was something that set them apart, because I didn't really start watching them until they did that shit. You know what I mean?
So, oh, yeah.
I mean, I dig it on that aspect, and them bringing a bunch of classic people back. They need to do something. And I was sitting there watching Raw today, just looking at how the homie Superman John Cena was coming out and how he was talking, almost doing his version of almost a shoot promo. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I wonder if WWE or the Fed or whatever you want to call these cats, if they doing shit like that to try to, you know, get a little buzz going on, because TNA was really starting to creep up on their ass, in my opinion.
I think TNA Impact the last two or three weeks has been really, really good programming. And I'll be as hard on them as the next guy when they fuck up, trust me. But the last couple weeks have been really, really good for me. As far as these shoot promos go with WWE, it's only one of those things where the situation arises where they are allowed to do that. And with the CM Punk contract being such a big news item, everybody on all the dirt sheets, all the news sites were talking about CM Punk's leaving, CM Punk's leaving, CM Punk's leaving. So they said, what's the best way that as a company we can cash in on some of this shit? And that's just to start doing those shoot-like promos. And the last 2 weeks, they've hit home. Well, I wouldn't say they hit a home run. I'd say they hit a good solid double with Cena trying to be controversial. I don't think he pulled it off that well, but CM Punk definitely hit a grand slam on Monday last week. So if they keep it up, more power to them.
Hell yeah, because I was sitting on the couch, and I was in the middle of it. I was like, is this motherfucker CM Punk shooting on their ass? I turned the TV up and everything, turned the surround sound on. I wanted to catch that full effect. Then I went on Twitter, and the people started shooting me YouTube links. I was like, damn, because I hadn't seen no shit like that since Kevin Nash in the WCW days. So that shit there was crazy as fuck to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was definitely entertaining, and it got the internet talking, and that's exactly what it was there to do.
Yeah, definitely. They hit a home run with that one. I'm saying I ain't going to really take up too much more of your time. I really appreciate y'all having me on the air, and I'm definitely going to call in a couple of more times. Like I said, man, y'all got the black man's approval. Anytime y'all need somebody to need approval of the black man, and I ain't no pro-black motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's a white boy good enough for the job, I hire him like I hire anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let you know that it's not no Black Panther pride over here. I like any and everybody. I just happen to be born a black man. You see what I'm saying? So I'm represent for the home team wherever it goes. So the next time you get a cat or somebody, anybody that want to shit on y'all, your interviews, or you got a motherfucker that want to talk shit about y'all, I'm right here. Say the black man already approved me. And he don't bullshit.
Well, you know what?
Don't bullshit. He don't play.
You know what? Trey and I are just a couple of misunderstood rednecks that, you know, people just happen to think are racist. But it's cool. It's all good.
What happened? What's going on?
Oh, man, we offend people all the time, man. We get certain black people that just, you know, don't find our humor funny, which, you know, that's fine. It's not for everybody, but, you know.
I mean, the thing is, it's like, if they don't find your shit funny, they just don't find your shit funny. That don't mean your shit ain't funny. That just mean they lame asses is whack as fuck.
That's right.
Because I got the shit. And if you go to watch a comedian and his ass ain't funny, you get the fuck up and walk out. You don't blame the comedian because his ass ain't make you laugh. It's all sorts of humor. Everybody ain't going to please your ass like you goddamn Bozo the Clown. That ain't what we here to do. We're here to talk about wrestling and be entertained. But the way I see it, only thing you motherfuckers is doing is having a simple-ass conversation about some shit that y'all love the same way that I do the shit. And me and my folks, we crack little jokes, and if you get the shit and you laugh, that's cool as fuck. But if you don't get the shit, that don't mean that we don't know what the fuck we talking about.
Amen.
I agree. Amen.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Y'all boys have been lovely, man. I'm out.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Talk to you soon. All right, let's go back to the phone lines because, man, I'm getting bombarded. We'll take a few more calls. Welcome
a
to Wrestling
WNL
News Live.
A new WNL brother from another mother.
That's right. And that's another thing I love about this show. We get new people listening. We get new emails. We get new callers. You know, the show is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm very excited about the future.
I love hearing from new people.
Absolutely, we do. Let's go back to the phone lines. Welcome to Wrestling News Live. Who's this?
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Almost hung up on your ass, man. What the fuck? What's going on with you?
That's all right.
What's the news of the week for Hollywood? You got an ingrown toenail? Somebody looking at you funny at work?
Before you know that, I figured I'd say Flow saved me 50% by switching to Affleck.
Who's your favorite actor? Ben Affleck.
Well, actually, hopefully that little name drop will get me a job on Friday. So, friend them on Twitter. Tell them I sent you.
Tell them motherfuckers you listen to Wrestling News Live. You ain't getting that job.
Who's that with?
As far as the whole CM Punk thing, I'm just going to sit back and wait. I ain't saying nothing until I see it in the front of two eyes. I ain't got no bad news. I'm like, what do you think of the bad news? Oh, one little ominous note.
you guys made mention of the G.I. Joe PSA last week, and as it happens, a little power outage happened around where I live.
You didn't go out and touch it, did
right
you?
Across the street. Nope.
Crazy-ass cracker.
Put your mouth on it, see if it hurt.
Touch it, see if it hurt.
You got to have some of the stupidest parents ever. Why we do these damn PSA? Stupid cracker? Oh, that's some funny shit, man.
That's because I know, and now you always have to battle.
That's right. Knowing is half the battle, and you learn it right here on Wrestling News Live.
That's right. Circa G.I. Joe.
Wrestling News Live! I can't do a G.I. Joe thing, but that's all right.
So anything else we should know, Hollywood? What else?
Like I said, you got the job interview on Friday. That's about it.
Your dog's okay. The family's all right. You're still engaged.
Well, yes, I am still engaged. My girlfriend is a bit, my fiance is a bit sick, but she'll pull through.
All right.
I think she'll be all right.
All right. All right, man. Well, thanks for the weekly update.
Yep. Later.
Later. Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen.
Always up to no good, that boy.
He is. Let's go back to the phone lines. Welcome to Wrestling News Live. Who's this?
This is a black man who sounds nothing like the other black man we just had. But this Randy Mack. What's up?
What's up, Randy Mack?
Randy McWilliams.
And I'd like to clear some.
You proved your blackness on the show last week. It's all good.
I'd just like to clear some things up that I said earlier in the chat and about how there was a pack that said about. It was a DLC pack about how the Mark Henry Michael Hayes, and I made a joke saying that the pack's called I'm More of a Nigga Than You Are Peck, except I didn't say it with the A. I said it with the E-R. And I am here to say I'm sorry for nothing. I don't give a shit that I said that. It was fucked up, but oh well, it's Racist News Live. That's what you get sometimes in the chat.
The truth is the truth.
And
I'm actually looking forward to that pack, honestly. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But on to what I was really going to say. Anyway, there was... this applies to both of you because... I know, JJ, you don't watch TNA. So which pay-per-view are you more hyped for? Destination X or Money in the Bank? And why?
You want to go first, Trey?
I'm looking more forward to Destination X just because I want to see, number one, how it all works out with the people coming back to the company and the six-sided ring and kind of the nostalgic feel. But I'm also curious as to what they're going to do with that X Division title.
From what I've heard, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but it's supposed to be Abyss and Kendrick for the title.
Yeah, and that's to me, that's a match that makes me think. And I'm curious because I know they're doing a thing now with Abyss where he couldn't find his mask last week. You know, I think they got some plans for Abyss down the road. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm way more interested in Destination X. The only thing about Money in the Bank that I care at all about is the CM Punk John Cena thing, and that's because of all of the promos that have been cut. And it's not for the promos necessarily. It's more of a, I want to see where our prediction of what they're going to do stands out. How close to right do JJ and I get on that?
True that.
With the, shit, I can't even say it. With who do you want, well, Trey, who do you want out of the four-way X Division to get the contract?
Well, I don't know who the next person is to qualify.
Yeah, I won't spoil it.
Yeah, don't. He'll
but
kill
all
you.
I'll say is this, even though this is vague, well, some people might get it. He does a 630 splash.
I'm going to go with, you see, you got Austin Aries in there. You got that other guy. I like Austin. I know he was there before, but he was never really treated well.
What?
So let's see what happens with that.
What?
Not that Austin.
What? You dumb son of a bitch. What? What?
Wrong show.
Well, you said Austin. You got me confused.
I didn't say Shark Boy.
Some clam juice.
Well, Shell, yeah. And that's the bottom line because Shark Boy said so.
All right, now, I'm being told, Randy, if you want to really test your blackness and earn some more black points to your score...
We have black
I had a question
now?
For you.
When did we have black
points?
Damn
it, I got another black tick. Yes.
Now, you got to answer this quickly. No Google allowed. Don't cheat. But to earn some more black points for your blackness, name all three of Bebe's kids.
Shit. I've seen the movie, but I can't name all the kids. I can tell you what they look like.
That doesn't do it for me. I got to have their names.
Damn. This nigga had to ask me that question. I can't even... honestly can't name them, to be honest. I can tell you what they look like.
Randy, I got bad news, man. The only reason you're black is because of affirmative action. The hell kind of shit are you trying to pull on this show?
I'm not trying to. Well,
you don't have a big high top. You don't have a big tall flat top fade or a big old flat top like kid from Kid and Play, do you?
Nah, my hair is short now. I just cut it.
Okay, just making sure. All right, man. Well, thanks for the phone call. We got to move on and get some of these other people in here.
Oh, yeah. One more. My bad. One more thing just before I go.
Yeah.
Since Australian isn't here to say it. Apparently, I've joined this show or whatever that gets downloaded called What Would Fans Do or whatever you've heard.
Yeah. You know what? I talked to them about that. I talked to them about that the other day. And, you know, I said, yeah, bring Randy aboard if you want. That's cool. I was a little upset that, you know, Zod felt like he wasn't getting, I believe the reason he walked away from the show, if I'm getting this correct, is that he felt like What Would Fans Do wasn't getting love on this network, considering that I have a commercial for every show for it. I didn't really get that one, but hey, you know, I guess pastures are greener elsewhere, man. Good luck to him, but, looks like you're filling the slot, man, so congrats.
Yeah, fuck him. His loss is my gain. Shit.
Congrats. Good job.
And now to celebrate, time to smoke some of the stickiest of the icky to reclaim some black points.
Just stick it to the icky, y'all.
There you go.
He's Randy McWilliams. Bitches, come
He's
have sex.
He's got a family,
sex.
Damn it.
I feel like Rick James in the room. Bitches, come have
I'm
sex
Rick
with
James,
Randy McWilliams.
Bitch.
I'm Rick James,
it's
bitch.
It's a celebration, bitches.
All right, Randy. We'll talk to you later, bro.
All right, then.
All right. So I think we might actually have somebody else on the phone line. I think this might be our last call. We got lots of emails to get to. Welcome to Wrestling News Live. Who's this?
It's Ashley.
From Randy to Ashley.
Last time I checked, I'm not going through the operation very soon. Hopefully never, just in case you're wondering.
Okay.
Why I added that, I don't have a clue. God almighty.
I'm a little confused.
Thanks, Maze. Yeah, last time I checked, I'm not black. Yeah.
Last I checked, there wasn't a race change kind of thing going on, unless you're Michael Jackson. But you know, whatever, it happens.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward more to the four-way elimination match on Impact this week with RVD, Lynn, AJ and Christopher Daniels more than I possibly am with the two matches and themselves, because all four of them could work together really well and really, really gel, I think.
Well, you know, to answer Randy's question, as far as, you know, which pay-per-view am I looking forward to, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have interest in this Destination X pay-per-view. In fact, I'm probably going to be hosting Sunday Night Showdown this week, just so I can see a couple of matches. I want to see the triple threat rematch between Joe, AJ Styles, and Christopher Daniels. And I really want to see RVD Jerry Lynn one more time. So for those two matches, I'm willing to...
The triple threat isn't happening, I think.
Is it not happening?
No. It's AJ versus Daniels, and it's Samoa Joe versus Kazarian.
Oh, well...
They bloody sideswiped it. God damn it.
Wow.
Although they have said that there's going to be an Ultimate X match, but they haven't said who's in it. So there could be a few more surprises with that match. They could just say, oh, but look, Jay Lethal's back. If Jay Lethal comes back, I wonder if he'll have any nice things to say. Probably not.
Wow.
But... yeah.
But you know what? I am looking forward to Money in the Bank, because last year, to me, Money in the Bank was a better show than WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I want to see how it stacks up this year. You know, I wasn't too keen last year on the fact there was going to be two Money in the Bank matches, but they were conversely different. You know, and both matches were really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can pull out. On a hype level, WWE still has it for me. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, just the way it is. They are bringing me back in.
What should be in a Money in the Bank match?
Oh, God, no. Please, God, no. Anyway, so what's on your mind, Ashley?
This whole WWE thing. I don't know, you know, what we've seen tonight with Del Rio getting a number one contendership, you know, makes me wonder whether they could angle it as a triple threat match. You know, Del Rio will come out, you know. I'm Alberto Del Rio. I already knew that. I knew that for quite a while. But, you know, I was number one. You know, me and my penis want to get in on this match as well.
And he brought that up just so he could insert the penis joke in the conversation.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if he brought that in. Unless that's some really weird turn that he gives to Ricardo Rodriguez. I don't know.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. On that note, all right, Ashley, thanks for the phone call, brother.
No worries.
You've creeped us out enough. With that, we're done with the phone calls for tonight.
Creepy.
Sorry, guys.
You little bastard.
He's the CLB of the network, right?
Ashley's the new CLB of the show. He's the new creepy little bastard.
Wow, we got so many people in chat. I just got knocked into fucking Grooveland. I want to go back to Cool World.
Hey, Cool World. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, no shit. Actually, hold on a second. I think we got one more person calling in. I want to get to this person real quick. She's been calling all night. So one second. This is our last phone call of the night. Let's go to the phone lines. Welcome to Wrestling News Live. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's me, Miss Destiny. I'm back. The Donista of Wrestling News Live is back.
Yes. We are here.
Yeah, I'm... Hey, guys. Speaking of the wrestling, on May the 1st, I got to go to a pay-per-view with my brother.
Did you? Which one?
Yeah. I went to Extreme Rules.
How was it?
In Tampa. What'd
you think?
I did a review, and most of them got 7 or 6 out of 10 stars. The Christian versus Alberto Del Rio match got a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
And even, but the biggest thing was the dark match between Tyson Kidd and Sin Cara. That got 8 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then the Bin Laden thing with Cena, that was thing. I was shocked to see that Karma debuted at Extreme Rules, but everybody knows what's going on right there. So how have you been, JJ and Trey? I missed you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to show. I had some other commitments, and I got so tired with my work schedule. I just didn't want to cut me on air and snooze on the phone. So I'm so sorry.
Well, we're just glad you're back. That's all that matters
yes,
to us.
Of course I'm back. I'm wearing my fedora my dad got me for my 28th birthday this past June 10th.
Awesome.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm 28, and I can't believe I'm pushing Kim Kardashian age right now. No pun intended.
I just had a birthday myself, so we're both in the same month.
Are you a Cancer or are you a Gemini?
Well, that depends on the horoscope, because my birthday is the cutoff date, and I'm either a Cancer in some or a Gemini in others. So I read both, and I pick the one I like.
And by the way, you guys got to thank somebody in the chat room for bringing me back.
Who's that?
Let's just say his name is S to the W to the A to the X to the number 1.
Oh, okay.
Good old Swaxy.
You got to thank Swax for bringing me back to this thing, because I just got so tired. I'm bummed up with work and my previous commitments and stuff. Thank you so much for letting me come back. And guess what? I've lost some weight. I went from 199.8 pounds to 169.8 pounds in 5 months.
Wow.
All right.
So I'm trying to get to 130 as my skinniest, if you know what I mean. But my mom said just go down to 150.
There you go. But 50 would be happy.
Yeah, and all I'm going to say is that I'm going to at least call Swax out, and then I'll hang up. When I say Swax, I know you and I talk on the Skype away from the show. I'm going to say this once, and once for the Wrestling News Live fans. I am not, and I repeat, I am not cheating on my man Matt Stryker with Alex Riley. Get over yourself. You just wish that you could have Brooke Adams, a.k.a. Miss Teschmacher, Kelly Kelly, Adriana Lima, Kourtney Kardashian, and a bunch of others in your bed, and you wish you were Hugh Hefner, so there.
Ooh.
Well, from what I heard, Kelly Kelly's probably, of that list, the most accessible.
So, yeah, the only way I like Alex Riley is because I like his theme song. It's kind of rocking.
All right.
All right, Miss Destiny, we appreciate you calling in, sweetheart. We're going to get some emails.
This Florida sweetheart will keep on giving you what you guys want. The Donista of Wrestling News Live signing up. And Trey and JJ, if you guys get sick and you guys need two people to co-host, hit me up on my Skype and we'll work out a deal, okay?
There you go.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm willing to pinch hit.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Miss Destiny. We'll talk to you later.
See you later. Ciao, honeys. Let's do lunch sometime.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Peace out. All right, that's going to do it for the phone calls tonight. We do have some emails to get to, and they have been piling up, mind you. So.
Oh, I love this show.
This show is on a realm of its own, I tell you. So let's go ahead and hit up that email sounder and read a few emails and get the hell out of Dodge.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
Of course you have an email, you idiot! Just read it!
That's Chris Jericho, I tell you what.
He's such a mean person.
He is. First one comes to us from Robbie Glover. It's an email from the UK. Hey, another UK listener. All right, I love it.
All right.
First time emailing you guys. However, I've listened to a few shows through the Wrestling Online BlackBerry application. Your interviews are always great, and I just wanted to commend you on that. I was blessed enough to spend a whole day around 15 of the legends from the early mid-90s era a year or so ago, last January, something I truly cherish. I wanted to comment to you about the email you received about Impact getting more ratings than Raw in the UK. Well, obviously so, because here in the UK, TNA is on Freeview TV, which anyone can get and watch for free, whereas the WWE is on Sky Sports, which people have to pay a subscription for, and it's really expensive for what it's worth. You have to watch a general Sky subscription, which can be, I believe, is this 30 to 40 pounds per month? I'm not familiar with the lingo, but I think that's what it is. When you have to pay extra for Sky Sports, I think around 15 pounds or more. If you don't have Sky installed originally, there can be a hefty fee of over 100 pounds for that. Don't quote me on the figures as such, but my point is Freeview costs nothing, and every single family home has Freeview pretty much now. Around 40% of the UK have Sky. Put WWE's Raw on Freeview, and let's see who gets the most ratings. Raw would kill the ratings by far if it was on Freeview TV. Not every household has access to WWE, so the email from the person who sent that was pretty irrelevant in the whole WWE versus TNA wars, which I just wanted to let you guys know, being in Canada, I'm not sure how aware you are of how we get wrestling in the UK. Anyway, great show, guys. I see the interviews for downloads on Wrestling Online. I'll always listen to the shows. I've heard a few now, and I think they're awesome. I'd love for you guys to try to get some of the following stars on the show if you could. He says Rick the Model Martel, Tito Santana, The Warlord, The Barbarian, The Mountie, The Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Randy Orton. I'm new to you guys, so not sure if you've interviewed any of the above before. I know that you and JSK have talked with Ted DiBiase Sr. in the past. So yes. Have I, as a part of Wrestle Talk Radio. So yeah, we both talked with Ted DiBiase, and he's a really great guy. I'd love to get him back at some point, which is feasible.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
I'll
never forget when I booked the interview with him for Wrestle Talk Radio. I sent him a couple emails, and we talked back and forth a little bit, and we kept having problems with, you know, getting him scheduled. So he literally sent me his cell phone number just to kind of prove that he wasn't, you know, trying to screw me around or anything, and wanted me to give him a call. So I gave him a call, and when I called him, he was actually in the middle of going grocery shopping at the store. And the first thing he says out of his mouth, he goes, "Yeah, I'm in the middle of a grocery store right now." He goes, "Where's Virgil when I need him?" And I just started busting out laughing. And I knew at that point that this guy was going to be awesome to talk to. And he was. So bringing Ted DiBiase on the show would be something I would definitely enjoy doing. And maybe we'll make that happen in the near future. Let's see. What else did he say? If you're going to, or can you get any of these guys on the show, could you kindly let me know so I could send some questions, etc., if that's cool? Thanks in advance, and keep up the great work on the show. Man, no problem, Robbie. We appreciate the email. And,
yeah,
you know, if we do get guests, we'll be sure to tell you guys who's coming. And, you know, we always tell you guys to send us emails or questions you have for the guests. So no worries there. We're going to continue that trend. This next one comes to us from Gary Murray. I just finished listening to last week's Wrestling News Live, and I will know from here on out, we'll refer to Trey as Saba Simba. Laugh out loud. So Trey has been christened Saba Simba. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to know what you guys' thoughts are. If CM Punk was to leave the WWE title at Money in the Bank and leave as champion and turn up in ROH with the belt for about a month, I think this would be a great idea, as it would be something we haven't seen before, or something we haven't seen in a long while, e.g. Brian Pillman in ECW while he was contracted to WCW. Oh, wait a second. Oh, see, you're wrong on this, actually. He says Brian Pillman in ECW while he was contracted to WCW, and Taz winning the ECW title while being in the WWE. I think I see where he's going here, but I'm getting what he's saying. But I almost feel like he's bringing up the example of Mike Awesome, who was with ECW, was the champion. He signed with WCW, and then they brought Taz back in from the WWE to take the belt from Mike Awesome at a house show. So you had a WWE guy go over a WCW guy to get the right. ECW title back. I think that's where he's going with that. So, all right, Saba Simba, let me get back to the email. Of course, CM Punk would still have to be an employee of the WWE for this to work. This will allow Punk to get a break from TV that he wants. ROH gets exposure. Wrestling fans will be on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube trying to get footage and news. Also, the WWE will be trying something new and innovative as well as to keep the IWC happy. I see this as a win-win for everyone involved. What do you guys think? Thanks from a long-time archive listener, Gary from Scotland. Look, he's from Scotland. We got one from the UK. We got one from Scotland. That's awesome. You know what? I see where you're going with that, but I just don't think it would work. I mean, Vince McMahon, you know, he loves his monopoly over the business. You know, if he wasn't going to keep WCW around as a viable entity, there's no way in hell he would let his top prize go to an indie promotion, for lack of a better word. You know, I know that Ring of Honor is higher up on the evolutionary chain as far as indie wrestling promotions go, but that would just be a bad idea.
His only motivation for doing something like that.
Yes, Crelly, I know Scotland is in the UK.
His only motivation for doing something like that would be to help try to make Ring of Honor the next number two option in wrestling, therefore trying to put TNA out of business because of his hatred for Jeff Jarrett.
True that.
That's his only motivation for doing anything whatsoever to help Ring of Honor. Now, is that enough? Maybe. I don't know. But that's the only way Vince McMahon would do anything. That's the only way he would get into business with Ring of Honor would be to help them become a viable number two. And it would work.
I agree. So, let's see.
Pennsylvania, honey, shibaba.
You're killing me, Saba Simba. All right. This next one comes to us from Tyson Wharton.
Wharton, okay.
Okay. Some TNA perspective. JJ and Trey. That's what he thinks about it. JJ and Trey. So I watched Impact Wrestling last night and really enjoyed the show. The three-way X Division match was what I remember TNA being about and why I fell in love with it back in the day. I hope they keep this X Division stuff up for the pay-per-view. If anyone didn't see Low-Key versus Matt Bentley versus Jimmy Yang, they should check it out.
Oh, wow, what a great match, man. And, you know, there was a point in the match where I thought, you know what, I wonder which one of these sumbitches is going to stick around, because you know Low-Key, he's got a huge, huge following, and they're chanting his name, and all, the TNA crowd wanted Low-Key to win that match. Trust me. But Matt Bentley looked good in there, and so did Jimmy Wang Yang. I mean, he looked good. One of the Flying Elvises from back in the day.
Flying Elvises.
Our first TNA interview ever on this show was Julio De Niro from the Flying Elvises.
I'm extremely pumped for the AJ versus Daniels versus RVD versus Jerry Lynn match next week. Looking forward.
I mean, what bothers me is they're giving away a better match than they're having on the pay-per-view.
I know. I'm really looking forward to the pay-per-view, and I'll be listening on Sunday Night Showdown for sure. Lastly, I watched TNA's Spin Cycle this week, and I know Trey Dog has a big thing for Velvet, but sweet Jesus, Miss Tessmacher is the finest piece of ass I have ever seen. And in honor of that, here are the things I would like to do to her. Parentheses, sorry, semi-graphic. Now, we at Wrestling News Live and the SNS Radio Network might not endorse this email, but I'm going to read it to you in its entirety. So we don't endorse what the emailer has to say, but for shock value and for entertainment purposes, I'm going to
read
this.
Sometimes you gotta feel like that.
Number one. To the ladies, I hope you're not disrespected here. Number one, the Spider-Man. While taking Miss T from behind, I will proceed to ejaculate into my palm. When she turns around for post-sex cuddling, I will ejaculate into my hand, then slinging the semen at her with my pinky and pointer finger extended, a la Spider-Man's signature hand motion, releasing its contents on her face while doing a cartwheel and screaming, Spider-Man! Number two, I want to eat a steak dinner off that rump with a side of mashed potatoes, green beans, and a beer.
Don't forget the remote control.
Number three, steal the shrink ray from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids from Rick Moranis, shrink myself, and live in between those glorious cheeks. And number four. And, of course, marry her and bang that shit every night. Okay. Sorry this is so long, but I had to get that out. No pun intended. Have a good show on Monday, and let's hope CM Punk whoops Vince's candy ass. Thanks, guys. Tyson316. Is the Spider-Man even legal in the United States? Jesus Christ, that's awesome. Only on Wrestling News Live will you get shit
like
this.
On Wrestling News Live would you get an email describing how you want in detail to fuck a diva or a knockout.
That requires you to ejaculate in your hand and then do a Spider-Man thing. That's
All right,
Tyson.
Now my question is, when performing the Spider-Man, do you have to sing the Spider-Man theme or Spider-Man?
Would it go something like Spider-Man came all over my fucking hand?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's some bad shit right there. This next
you
one
would,
comes
you
to
would have,
us.
You wouldn't have to worry about having very, very many super friends to deal with if you did that very often.
You wouldn't have many friends to deal with if you did that often. Anyway, this next one comes to us from Jason Fox. He says, Jason Fox from New Brunswick. Oh, somebody from Canada.
Do we have any fucking American listeners? Why am I here?
We're getting to them, man. We're getting to them. Jason Fox from New Brunswick here. I hope you gentlemen had a great Independence Day with your loved ones. My question is TNA/Impact Wrestling related and directed towards the Trey Dog, because I know JJ Sexay doesn't watch the show. Trey, as a longtime Sting fan, what do you think of your favorite wrestler's latest incarnation as the so-called by fans Joker Sting? Do you like the Stinger's new gimmick / look or hate it?
Two things. Love the idea. The crazier he gets, the better for me. The more wild he acts, the better for me. Number one. Number two, I don't think they're using the right gimmick for the right purpose. What I mean by that is, come, you know, the pay-per-view, he got screwed over by Eric Bischoff with the miscount, and then that was what led Mr. Anderson to win. Had he come back on Thursday all crazy because he'd been screwed out of the title and he just couldn't take it anymore, that's one thing. But he really acts more like he's still more concerned about getting rid of Hogan and Bischoff than he ever did care about the belt. So I like it. I just want to see him write it correctly. Do you know, does that make sense? I want to see them write this correctly. I love the gimmick, and I hope that he does this for a little while. And the crazier the motherfucker gets, the better.
Why so serious, Trey?
Where did you get all those wonderful toys? I want to see him come out and say, never rub another man's rhubarb.
Do you ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight? Something I ask all my victims.
Oh, my, I just like the sound of it.
So moving on to our next email. This one comes to us from Anwar Dixon, who I guess calls himself Firestarter as well.
Firestarter!
Raw and other stuff. I really had no intention of watching Raw tonight, but after watching the fireworks slash DC What downtown, it wasn't anything else on, so I said, fuck it. I enjoyed the final hour of the show. The final segment was a great cap to things. I wonder if Rock would pull a run in at Money in the Bank. Fire Pro Wrestling returns gameplay and roster. WWE's SmackDown versus Raw series later. Firestarter.
No, I think Rock's a little too busy doing other things right now.
He's got, like, you know, three or four movies to film right now.
And this isn't his fight. Even though he's been brought up, this isn't his fight.
This next one comes to us from Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, who's not Mexican.
Before I get down to business, let me just say, man, do I want some of Vicky's ass cake. Now, unless CM Punk...
Oh, my God.
You motherfuckers are horny tonight. Now, unless CM
this
Punk...
this fucking show?
I don't know. Now, unless CM Punk signed a new contract, I don't see him winning the title. I just don't see where they can go with Punk leaving and their top star fired. They would dig themselves into a deep hole if they let that one go down. Because let's say the Money in the Bank winner does cash in at Punk at the end of the show. How would they get Cena back hired again? And while they do that, who's the champ going to feud with? It would make no sense at all. Also, when in the hell is this one-sided feud with Orton and Christian going to end? It's not like the title is changing hands for it to be a meaningful feud. And where is it going with Sheamus looking like a third wheel, yet he's not in the match to make it a triple threat? Yet he's the number one contender, but also in the Money in the Bank match. Once again, what's the point of that since he's already number one contender? I have to say The Miz is looking really ridiculous right now. From his mediocre title run that he could never win a match without help, and feuding with a commentator in Jerry Lawler, to getting the shit beat out of him by a rookie that's his former assistant. And for the record, I was one of the few that was happy to see Miz win the title, but I don't think his run was credible. I'm also happy they gave Ziggler the U.S. title, because he's one of the reasons I watched SmackDown before he got fired, and seeing him go to Raw and almost flourish after being at the top of SmackDown was kind of depressing, but it's kind of turned around now, and hopefully someday we get the Billy Gunn look back and ditch the Jeff Jarrett look, even though it grew on me already and doesn't look that bad anymore. Thanks to Randy Orton, we all know that Kelly Kelly isn't that hard to get, and she may as well fall into the Melina category. Then probably go to the free clinic together when there's one of the current city during their traveling. When are we going to get The Nation return with R-Truth and Mark Henry managed by Farouk? I think that would be a good way to kickstart the tag team division again, and maybe feud with Nexus to keep Nexus credible after CM Punk departs. Well, I just had to get a lot of stuff off since I haven't emailed in a while, so will you please
excuse me
while I go dream about some Vicky's ass cake?
You can have all my ass cake.
Yeah, we're going to give our share of the ass cake to you, Rodriguez, so have at her, buddy. Enjoy that. Fork or spoon, I don't care. Just have fun. All right, this next one comes to us from our good buddy L-Train. Happy 4th. Hey, yo, JJ and Trey. Had a fun time in the new SNS chat and a little bit of the WNL show, but had to head out early to enjoy the fireworks show with the family, as tradition shows. I did want to comment a little bit on Raw, though. I was a bit hesitant to catch this Raw since the last July 4th. Since the last 4th of July Raw WWE had was in 2005, had the title of worst show I'd ever watched.
Wow, really?
Excuse me. Though that title was taken by TNA after their impact following Bound for Glory last year, Raw was kind of so-so for me tonight, though. I agree a bit with Trey on Del Rio, perhaps expanding a bit beyond the rich guy driving fancy cars to the ring shtick. But I think his abilities will carry him or carry that along. That was evidenced in what I thought was a great triple threat match with him, Truth, and Mysterio. Miz snapping on Riley was pretty good, and there was a humorous backstage saliva slobber knocker between Swagger and Sergeant Slaughter. The Vince Cena promo started out okay, but kind of fizzled at the end. Not a memorable Raw, but I do look forward to seeing what they do with Punk next week. And to end this, JJ, with my birthday starting at 12:06 on July 5th, I was hoping you could use your connections to have Dusty Rhodes wish me a happy birthday. Hopefully, his present to me won't be telling Cody to give me a skull fucking finale, since I don't wear a mask, though I don't think I have to worry about getting fucked in the eye socket. Best line ever, by the way. All the best to you guys and everyone in the chat. Be safe and have a great rest of the 4th of July. Peace, L-Train.
Peace out, brother.
So I guess I'm going to use my powers of influence to contact Dusty Rhodes right now. And
can you get him on the phone?
I'm just give me a second. Let me see what I can do. I think I have him on the line. Dusty, how you doing? Oh, baby, I'm just listening to this Wrestling News Live, and I understand your boy L-Train had a birthday today. My goodness gracious.
Sir.
And I just want to say from the bottom of the dream's heart, the fun of a plum, if you will, I want to wish L-Train a happy birthday, a happy post-4th of July, if you will, baby. And if you don't have a good birthday, I'm going to send my son Cody to your house, and he's going to skull fuck you in the eye with the skull fucking finale, baby. So have a good birthday, have fun, and I will talk to you later. The American Dream is out, baby. Good night, everybody. Trey, JJ, keep doing what you do every week here on the SNF Radio Network, the best network in the world for professional wrestling. Y'all don't worry about that entertainment stuff. You cover what you know, baby.
Yes, sir, we will.
The Dream is out.
See you, Dusty.
I love bringing Dusty on the show. He's such a just awesome
he's
guy
always,
to talk to.
He's always so willing to just come on and give us a couple minutes.
It's a good dude, man. He's one of the only, you know, legit WWE employees we can ever get on the show. It's amazing.
I know.
All right, let's go to this email. It's from a DJ. Title is Raw. I got to see Raw on a stream with no commercials, and it only lasted 45 minutes. I enjoyed it for what it was worth, and I can't wait to go home. Go to the home show next Raw. CM Punk will take a much-needed vacation, and you know what John Cena needs to do, the same fucking thing, before he breaks something, and Vincent Kennedy McMahon will be fucked in the ass by a horse.
Wow.
It's kind of graphic, DJ.
I was noticing that when Cena was walking to the ring, when McMahon was in the ring.
Yeah.
He was limping. I mean, not limping, but he was having a hard time.
That's pretty, it's rough. Vince fucked by a horse. All those years of taking horse steroids will do that to you, I guess. I don't know. I've been watching the Power Rangers.
That was a sick fucking horse.
I've been watching the Power Rangers, and I believe the writers of the WWE do the same fucking thing. Because there was this one episode where they were getting their ass kicked all over the place, and the Power Rangers do one fucking move and win the fight. What the fuck, man? Cena is the new green Power Ranger? So JJ got to see the China porno. It's pretty bad, but there was that one blonde girl who was fucking smoking hot.
Woohoo!
Blonde hair, hot as hell bitch that stole the show. Not China with her 5-foot vagina. I give China 3 years and she'll be doing horse porn for $10K a movie. She'll be moving up.
Fucking her and Miss McMahon are both fucking horses now.
Jesus Christ. What is with your horse fetish, DJ?
What's up with that?
Do you like bestiality with horses? What the fuck's going on?
Hey.
Killing me with this shit tonight. Can't wait for TNA this Sunday. Can't wait for the Money in the Bank. Can't wait for the China horse porn in 3 years. Can't wait for the new DLC for All-Stars. Happy 4th of July. Randy McWilliams is the coolest motherfucker with a new show that I will invade. JJ is the greatest producer. Trey, did you catch the NASCAR race?
No, I did not.
And there you
Wait
have
Wait a minute.
It.
Everybody's so great there. They want to talk about me.
He asked about the NASCAR race. I wouldn't know anything about that.
I guess I'll be doing horse porn in 3 years. Fuck.
You'll be holding the horse.
I'll be fluffing the horse, getting ready for China. This pace.
Oh,
fuck.
Shit. Trey's going to be the horse fluffer.
The fuck do I do around here? Oh, nothing?
Fuck. Oh, that's just wrong on so many levels.
Goddamn, JJ yelled at the guy last week or a couple weeks ago for thanking me for a great job on the interview, and now this motherfucker's right. I'm fucking doing horse porn now.
Oh, shit.
Blame your boy DJ. It was him, man. He didn't give you the props, man. Sorry. But hey, I'm looking forward to that horse porn so I can say, hey, Trey, good job fluffing the horse.
You're just looking forward to it so you can say, I know that guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. So that is going to do it for the emails for tonight, guys. Oh, you know what? I love getting new emails from people. I love getting new calls. So keep those
coming. Not that I don't like calls from you older fuckers that call it all the time. We still want you to call it, too. We just want to add your phone calls and emails with new listeners that call in for the first time or email for the first time.
And you know, I will say this. Since we've launched this new site, you know, I'm pretty notorious about tracking our downloads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. For a non-interview show, last week's show had pretty much a record, which I'm not going to reveal on the air. But we're obviously getting out to a much more broader audience. And we're
growing. You know what I think for that? Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
We didn't get anything back on them yet, did we?
I haven't. No, I need to send that email off and fuck with them and see what we can get going.
For that $17 million. I want in on that.
Fuck, I totally do, too.
So.
I mean, you know, we could bank. This network could be bankrolled with $17 million.
True story. True story. And I swear on the Bible, I swear on Shawn Michaels' interview. I don't know why I said that. My landlord was here a couple days ago. And I said, hey, what's going on? He goes, hey, he said, next month for your rent, just hold on to it till I get back. And I said, well, where are you going to be? He goes, I'm going to Africa on a mission. And I go, really? He goes, yeah. I said, hey, I said, do you know where Burkina Faso is? He goes, yeah, that's going to be right outside of where I'm at. So my landlord's going to be going down towards Burkina Faso.
Well, he needs to go pick up our money.
I said, well, they got $17 million down there waiting on me and JJ. They said they just cut us a check. He goes, really? I said, yeah, Prince Amadabaduba douchebag said he's going to write us a fucking check for $17 million.
I think it was Muhammad Mahipamam or something. I don't know. Dr. Muhammad something. I don't know.
Dr. Muhammad Amadouchebag. Muhammad Amadoubada. So. Pennsylvania, honey, show.
Now, before we cut out of here, there are a couple things I want to talk to you guys about. Again, check out the new site, snsradionetwork.com. There's some new features. There's a fucking forums board, people. And if you don't send emails in or you don't call into the shows, this is a great way for you to interact, especially with shows like What Would Fans Do and Beyond the Bell with Sean Beckerman. Even myself and Trey, for any of the shows on this network, you know, if you have topics that you want discussed on a show, put them in there. If you want to talk about anything, and those forums are extensive. You know, WWE,
yeah,
TNA.
And I want you guys to extend some love to these other shows like What Would Fans Do and Beyond the Bell and the Pro Wrestling Rewind and all these other shows on the network. Send them some love. Let them know you're out there. Let them know you appreciate their hard work.
Absolutely. It's not easy to do internet radio, but, you know, we make it seem that way.
Well, I just put on my pants one leg at a time.
We just, you know, win awards when we do it. So
that's right.
But, yeah, definitely give love. Check out the forums. Check out the site. On the main page there at the SNS Radio Network, you can actually sign your cell phone up to get updates for when the shows are, like, posted for archive. Automatically sends a notice to you saying something's been updated. You know, just a great way to really follow what's going on with this network and all the shows on it. So, you know, we've made this site much more fan interactive for you guys. So, you know, use it. That's what it's there for. You know, and sign up for the forums.
I heard a story that fucking William Walkie Walker and Mindwipe are coming to the SNS Radio Network.
Yes, yes. Walkie is officially, I think as of this weekend, I got to work out details with him, but William Walkie Walker and his co-host Mindwipe, Philip Morris.
Make sure you guys listen to my show on Fridays. It's the greatest thing ever.
They are joining the network with the Elite Force podcast. I think it's going to be out during the weekend. I think usually Saturdays. And so that's going to be what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I've been on his show a couple of times. He knows his shit. He likes to talk about sci-fi. So do I. So it's just a welcome addition to the network. You know, we have a lot of wrestling-based shows here. There's other things, too. You know, Unplugged is not just a wrestling show. So,
I'd like to add more non-wrestling content to the network because I think we've pretty much got wrestling covered.
We do. We do. It's nice to bring something fresh to the network and have other things covered. So, you know, we want this to be a successful network. It's already there. We're just adding more avenues for you guys to check things out. So definitely go to the forums, sign up if you haven't, you know, start talking in there. And, you know, I will make it a point. If I see posts in there, I will make it a point to go and say hello and interact with you guys. And I'm sure a lot of the other hosts on this network will do the same. So I want those forums bumping, man.
Me too.
I want them to do something. I'd hate to have them and not use them, you know?
Right.
There are other features that will be coming to the website soon. I don't want to give you too many hints because I got something big I'm working on that's going to help you guys, interact with some of the past shows we've had, with pretty big guests. So I don't want to, you know, spill the beans on that one yet. But lots of things are happening on this site. So show us love. Give us feedback. Let us know what you guys think. And, you know, keep listening because we do it for you.
So, amen.
So on that note, I just want to say tune in tomorrow night for another episode of The Cause Cast. I have not talked to Charles Shane today, but I'm thinking we're going to be delaying The Cause Cast about 30 minutes. So it's actually going to start, I believe, at 11 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night because I've got some stuff I got to take care of with the wife tomorrow. She has a very serious doctor's appointment I got to take her to. And so if you guys are religious and believe in God, I would really appreciate a shout out for my wife because she's going to have a very minimally invasive surgery. But this kind of popped up on us over the last week. And many of you have probably heard the stories that, you know, she has a bad back. You know, she used to be a pro wrestler back in the day. She trained in the dungeon. And over the last 3 years, she's had a lot of back problems. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting patiently, and it looks like they're going to be doing a procedure on her back. I guess they're going to go in and scope her spine and see how much damage is there and what they need to do, if it's going to require surgery, if it's going to be something they can rehab. But, you know, there's always that risk of paralysis in a situation like that. So, you know, say a prayer tonight for Boom Boom because, you know.
Will do.
It's going to be a rough day for her tomorrow. And
Somebody post something on the Wrestling News Live forum, please, about that, and let's get a thread going about that for her right now.
I mean, I'm positive. I think she's going to be okay. You know, I'm going to be there with her, so I think it's going to go fine. I'm not going to, you know,
her back's sore from carrying this goddamn network.
Well, pretty much.
51% owner.
True that.
That 1%. It's always that 1%.
It's always that 1%. But definitely, you know, give your thoughts out to Harmony. You know, hit her up on Facebook and wish her luck or something. But
I'll put you in my prayers tonight there, Boom Boom, when I talk to the big man upstairs.
So Tuesday night, like I said, I'll be back with the Cause Cast, you know, barring everything goes swimmingly at the appointment. If not, obviously, there might be, you know, a show not happening tomorrow night. But, you know, I'll keep you guys posted regardless. Wednesday, the Power Andy Knowles is back with another episode of the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Yeah.
And on tap for this week, I personally booked Gerald Briscoe to join Andy on the program. I might even join Andy on the program for a little bit while he's talking to Gerald Briscoe. So
Gerald Briscoe,
former
Oklahoma
boy. He's going to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind this week to talk about.
Ask him how another Oklahoman can get a job in the media department for WWE.
Yeah, no doubt. But he's going to be on talking about the Hall of Fame going on in Iowa on the 23rd. Yep. So we'll be talking about that. We're going to try to get other guests that are going to be attending that as well to kind of get awareness out there.
I'm going to see if I can pull every string I can to get one that everybody has been wanting us to interview. We've interviewed him twice before, but we'll bring him back. The man in the black hat, good old JR.
It could be a slobber knocker with JR.
I'll never forget that in Woodward when he called into the radio station to do that interview and he knew who I was and he knew who the show was. I was like, wow, shit.
Now, when you've been around for 15 years, I mean, you know.
I guess.
Word travels.
When you've been around for 15 years, you're either an outlaw, a godfather, or a horse fluffer.
Goddamn, I hope nobody's a horse fluffer listening to this show.
God damn. That's a rough job to have right there. But
I've apparently worn all three hats tonight.
There you go.
Come here, Mr. Ed. I got something for you.
I'm just creeped out by that.
Apple.
Wilbur, what the fuck? So we got the Pro Wrestling Rewind on Wednesday. I do want to say this. Spreaker is only going to be going to be running when we're doing shows like Wrestling News Live and Unplugged, Sunday Night Showdown, shows that I'm running the board on because it's a little complex and we're not actually giving that out to other shows to do right now. So it's specifically going to be with me and the shows that I'm producing. Friday, I'll be back with another episode of Unplugged. And I'm hoping to get a confirmation this week for Jess Harnell. If I get confirmation, then Jess Harnell
Rock Sugar!
From Rock Sugar is going to be joining the show, and we're going to be talking with him. And I'm hoping that happens this week. If not, it might be something pre-taped, or it might be some extra audio that I put on site. But I'm looking at getting that done this week or this weekend. So looking forward to that.
We need an official new Wrestling News Live intro theme from Rock Sugar.
I'll see what I can do. Saturday we'll have obviously episodes of Beyond the Bell and What Would Fans Do, possibly even Walkie's first edition of the Elite Force podcast on the network. And then
y'all
Sunday,
show him some love.
Show him some love. Give him the support that he duly deserves. He's been doing the show for a long time, so definitely.
He's almost as old an internet host as I am.
Pretty much. And then Sunday, of course, we're
back.
He's
not hit puberty yet.
That's true. And Sunday, we are back with another episode of Sunday Night Showdown, and I'm going to be back in the driver's seat hosting Sunday Night Showdown for TNA Destination X simply because I want to see a couple matches.
And I'll be there with you.
So, full week of programming right here on the SNS Radio
Network.
If
the wheel on Sunday, baby, I'll be there with you in the his ass for shiz ass.
In the hizzy for shizzy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, on that note, we are long in the tooth tonight. We're getting the fuck out of here.
I'm going to go play some Madden NFL.
I'm going to go cuddle with my beautiful wife. Pray that the surgery goes well tomorrow.
I'm going to play NFL and picture him cuddling with his beautiful wife. No, I'm not.
I'll tell you what, Trey. Why don't you go, picture yourself fluffing horses, all right? How's that for you there, buddy?
Wilbur!
Get me the fuck out of here.
You make me feel like a whore.
On that, we are getting the hell out of here. We're going to kick it off to JSK. And as far as Song of the Night tonight, I had something pretty laid back scheduled. So with that being said, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this 4th of July edition. Again, I said it at the top of the show. Thank all the servicemen and women out there, abroad for the sacrifices that they make. Thank you very much. And to every American who's living abroad, whether you're just in another country, you married a Canadian and you're stuck in her country, again, just happy 4th of July.
If you don't have a Long John Silver's and you wish you did.
If you don't have a Mexican pizza at the fucking Taco Bell because it's only a special item.
If Netflix sucks and you wish it didn't, you might be an American living abroad.
If you can't find a decent bowl of cheese dip because they don't have authentic Mexicans living here, you might be in another country. So,
well, goddamn, they can't swim that far.
That's true. So, and it's a little too cold for Mexicans, I think. So, on that note, we're out of here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Trey, any final words?
Yeah, I just want to back up what you said to all our men and women in the armed forces. Thank you for keeping us safe and letting us do stupid shit like we do with our freedom here in America. And, to everybody out there, be it black, white, green, red, orange, purple, happy 4th of July. I hope you got to spend time with your families. Let me just stress that if you got a family, spend some time with them because you never know what's going to happen next. I lost a very close personal friend of mine over the weekend and never saw it coming. Never saw it coming. And I'll be doing funeral stuff all week. And the good thing is it gets all my buddies from high school back together. But we should do that on our own. We shouldn't wait for somebody to die to do that. So if there's somebody out there you want to see or somebody you can put your arms around and say, hey, I love you, do it. Because you never know when you're not going to get that chance.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, JSK, take us the hell out of here, man.
Cool. With that being said, thank you very much for listening to the show. Thanks for everybody that participates in the forum boards, and thanks for everybody participating in the chat room. Until next week, peace, 420, kiss my ass. Good night, white people. I'm out.
Tell me what the fuck the lyrics are to this song. I'm so lost. You can just mumble this motherfucker karaoke and win. Good guitar riff right there. For those keeping up at home, I think he doesn't want to stay.
This just in, Eddie Vedder does not want to stay. He doesn't know whether it's a boxer or a bag. And no horses were hurt in the filming of this episode of Wrestling News Live.
But we can neither confirm nor deny they might have been pleasured. This just in, according to the chat room, the PS3 was born black and the Xbox 360 was not. Is that because you actually have to pay for your service on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation is free?
I'm not easily going to go. down that road.
Inquiring minds want to know.
If you get a chance, Spider-Man, the one you love.
Absolutely. We'll
thank you for it later.
Good night, everybody.
Live is not affiliated with the WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, or any other professional wrestling and or entertainment companies, and exclusive to the SNS Radio Network.
Skeet, skeet, skeet!